want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, we got just a pant load of stuff to get to today.
Well, isn't that good news?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So many people, so many things, so many contests.
A variety of people.
So much stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the plug. Thank you, Office Movers. Paul McGinnis made it happen.
Yeah.
Rick, Bill, and Carlos did the physical work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Office Movers, Springfield, VA, 703-245-7800. And this is for, what is it, was this for you, Bobo? Was this for your move downstairs?
Yes, because now Ass is located on floor number one with you guys. And they did amazing work. They packed everything up. I really didn't have to do anything.
So the AO is on the first floor now.
The Ass office?
The Ass office.
AC, Ass Central. So thank you guys over at wherever you are.
Thanks, Ass.
Office move. As we continue to assimilate and take over the second floor of the building, mm-hmm. the main floor, which used to be our floor.
First floor.
Back in the day. Well, see, I count the garage floor. Mike.
It's not a floor.
Quite often, I am viewed as a pessimist. In this regard, I'm an optimist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Again, knowing that it's theater of the mind.
Right.
I'd like the person out there to think that we're in some gigantic Star Wars-like three-story building.
So the extra story is important to you.
Yes. And
having an extra floor.
Well, technically, the garage level is the first floor.
To the elevator, it's a floor.
It is. Right.
But there, if you look at the elevators, and I'm glad you brought the elevator up, you have P,
uh-huh.
which is parking, and you have one and two.
That's your two other levels.
And if you're looking at the street level,
mm-hmm.
which would also
so
be
it's
the, ground, the ground level.
It's underground. Almost.
Well, the parking garage is, but it's not.
It's halfway. It's a
kind
level.
Of slopes
Mike,
down a hill.
Let my fantasy live. I have,
you know I've always had difficulty
but
with calling it the second floor.
I've had so few things that I can honestly be pessimistic about.
Right.
Or optimistic about. I'm always pessimistic, but I'm optimistic.
But
I like,
you want it to sound like a bigger building.
That's right. We're in a skyscraper.
Four, if you count the roof.
Yeah, if you count the roof.
And
if
by the way,
the roof.
In the elevator, the
yeah.
light behind the number one button is out. Someone take care of that.
It is driving me nuts.
I don't care for it.
I don't like having the light out. I like to hit the button and see the light come on. Mm-hmm. If you'd like it to be the second floor, I have no problem with that.
Thanks.
I won't correct you.
If you could just humor me on that.
Here we are on the second floor.
Main level.
Technically, you're correct.
When they change the bulbs, they can relabel the buttons.
What, and make it two and three?
Yes.
And make the parking level one?
Uh-huh.
I'd like that.
That would cause much confusion.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
You'd have the title people bumping into each other.
Not for me. It would make perfect sense for me. First level, second level, third level.
But here's a compromise. I think it ought to be P, 2, 3.
But in essence, then P is 1.
Always has been.
Always will be. Right.
And then that works out beautifully.
I like it.
And then we're dancing.
Why does it have to be 2 and 3? Can't it be like 8 and 14?
I'll let you all wound up today.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
He's wound up.
He's wound up because he's in his AO.
His haircut.
Well, by the way, you said yesterday at the show there was a medical emergency at my house.
I didn't say medical.
There was an emergency.
Family.
Yeah, but Carrie's bleeding has stopped. It's fine.
That's good.
Yeah, all
good. I'm
well.
Glad to hear she's doing well.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but the bleeding has stopped.
That's good.
But everything
is like a
what's
tree.
He all wound up about?
You bringing the ladder
he's
back?
All wound
what's
up.
What's he excited about today?
It's not that he's... Well, first he's excited to be...
Out
of his house.
Right, okay, out of his house.
Decided to be out of his house. Without going into great detail about Rob's personal life, I know all about it, he just doesn't share it with you.
Right.
He's got his beloved Big Daddy, who's recently got out of the hospital, who's living
right.
with him. He's got his two small kids, charming, wonderful kids.
So he's just glad to be out of the house.
He's got his wife, who yesterday threw out her back, meaning that after a bout of being ill in the stomach, because of Rob constantly hitting her, she had the stomach flu, and then she threw out her back.
Right.
And Big Daddy, who is the grandpa, who is had some...
He requires assistance.
Some medical stuff.
Right, he's an older gentleman. Yeah.
Right. She called Rob and said, I can't help Big Daddy. And then Rob said to me, can I go? I said, yeah, go. I said,
he flew out of here.
I didn't even know. He just leaned over and said, I got to go, and it's an emergency.
It's an emergency. He flew out of here. We were all very worried.
It works every time.
Yeah, you do it so much.
And I trimmed 10 minutes off my workshop.
So you're just happy to be here today.
I'd be happy to be anywhere. I'm about ready to sign up for the service.
He's normally very sweet with his kids on the telephone when we talk.
Yes,
right. When I see
that's
him.
True.
But today, now I won't say that you were curt with Julia. Because,
oh, you could say that. That might be giving me all the best of it.
Because all I heard was she comes over and there was something, Daddy, she said something about Elvis. I think she mentioned
Elvis. Yeah, well,
so
there's a game she likes to play at Elvis.com. Mm-hmm. And of course, I allow her to do that.
Right, correct.
Good website.
Well,
I hear, you know, cute Julia, you know, the hello.
Hello.
Yes. Right, there she is. Daddy. What if Elvis, he says, listen, go to another part of the house right now. Daddy has to work. You have to go somewhere else to play. So then he gets back on the phone, and we start talking. And he, hold on just a second. He goes, Julia, move away from me. Get out of this room. Go to another room.
Shy of sharing the same shirt, she could not have been any closer to me. It was a rare morning.
So I know he's all wound up.
Yeah, so
he's
I'm sorry. So I will settle for P2 and 3. My offer withdrawn.
Wow. I'm also wound up as the countdown continues. Yeah. 2 days to go. But I do have to get me through the night tonight. Oh, thank God. Football's on tonight.
Oh, you got a game tonight?
Yeah, Ravens and Falcons on. I'll watch that in high def. And also a great celebrity boxing tonight. Darva Conger.
Oh, my God, old Darva Conger.
And Olga.
She's 60 now.
And Olga Corbett.
She's taking on Olga Corbett?
Yeah, and then
I think Darva Conger's going to kick butt, yeah.
It's Screech from Saved by the Bell against Horshack.
Well, that's not bad.
You know,
and they're both veterans, aren't they?
I think so.
They're both
both done it
before. Celebrity boxing.
And Darva Conger, now she was on the Rick Rockwell Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, right?
Yeah, she was in Playboy also.
She sure was.
I want her to fight Horshack.
So anyway, that you know, that's something to look forward to. At least if you know if you're living in my skin.
That's right.
You got football tonight. You got.
And I too have something to look forward to.
What's that?
This is so exciting. I can hardly talk about it.
What?
Out where I live, what has just opened. Not a Target, but a Super Target.
Wow.
And tonight, after work, I'm going for the very first time. I'm so excited.
Well,
I've heard from friends of mine that not only does that have like the full grocery store inside the Target, but it's also a deli.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't imagine.
No, but I'm going, and I'm serious. I'm cleaning my car out because I'm gonna dump that many things in.
Oh, if we could take... you know, we've not started the show yet, not even had the groaners. This is not even really the pre-show. However, we do have an update for you on one of our workmates, Clementine Tran.
Clem Tran.
Yeah, we love her.
You know, she's...
Where's
the woman,
her theme song?
Oh, I've got it. Hold on.
Okay,
we're going
right.
to get to it.
Coming.
She looks Asian.
Yes.
She does. But
yeah, well, obviously.
But
yeah,
she's from North Carolina.
Right, right.
And she surprises you. And it makes me laugh. The same way that when I'm watching...
Well, I don't believe that everybody in this country that looks Asian has just flown in from Hong Kong.
Well, okay. You're entitled to your opinion. But, like, it makes me laugh when I'm watching BBC or watching
right.
a movie and I see a brother... Or a James Bond movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. You see some brother come around the corner and goes... say, James, what time might you think you want to be? I mean, it makes me laugh.
Well, hello, James.
So then you see Clementine, and she speaks, you know, like she's from North Carolina.
Right.
Right.
But we like talking about her like this.
Yes.
And over the last couple of days, maybe you haven't noticed this, she's not been around the station.
Right.
She's
yeah.
a very nicely on my anniversary, she brought in cupcakes
yes.
for my
yes,
wife.
Baked.
And, yeah, and Rob and I ended up eating all of them.
And she brings everybody gifts all the time. And as it turns out, Rob told me a couple days ago, got an email from her.
Ah.
Something about, you know, when is Elvis week? And as it turns out, Clementine is in the hospital.
Oh, really?
So I said to Rob, email her back. And we got the response.
Right.
And we know that she'll be able to hear it. So now, without further ado, it's time for the Clementine mailbag. Well, we are going to read emails sent to us by Clementine. Ready?
Very good.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. You are all thank God forever. Oh, my darling Clementine.
Rob.
This arrived to me this morning at the noon. Subject, Hola Chico. And it reads, hey, love. It's very nice to get email from you. Augie, my husband, taped a dollar mic for me on computer.
Oh.
And since I am in North Carolina, he sent me MP3 files so I listen to them. They help me get through week. I have cornea transplant in right eye a few years ago.
Mm.
I have eye disease called keratoconus, and my stitches pop out, causing horrible irritating feeling in eye.
Oh.
They put in new stitches and plug, and I have to stay in hospital for a few nights for tests. and observation. I have Augie, my husband, sneaking food and beer in hospital, since you know hospital food is so yummy. I be back at work on Monday, although I've been doing work this past week, so it feels like I have not left to some extent. Mixing a painkiller and beer have been nice experience. I hate the heat in the south. North Carolina is too effing hot. What beach are you going to? I grew up to Atlantic Beach since my parents are timesharing there. Talk to you soon. Clementine.
Oh, here you go. So, Clementine, we know you're going to hear this. Your husband's going to tape and set it on the computer.
I hope you feel better, Clementine.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, da. Oh, my darling, Clementine.
She works here at the station.
She's one of our new favorite people.
She's one of the people here on the second floor.
Yes, cool. Here on the second floor where I love working and existing. And doing the broadcast route.
It's great to mix a painkiller and snuck in beer.
Yeah, that's right. They have a timeshare, okay?
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Hello. Little past prime time. I'm Scott Shannon.
And hello. I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
I got to get right to it because this is showtime. It's go time.
Very good, Mr. Shannon.
Thursday, day before Friday, weekend.
Do you have a groaner for us?
I sure do.
Oh, please,
I've got.
Away.
Let me see. Let's go with only one today. Hello.
Hello.
What's the top cable TV music channel in Mexico?
I don't know. What is the top cable music channel in Mexico?
VH1.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
There were others.
The wine ones that haven't been around for a while.
What kind of makeup do Muslim women apply to their eyelashes?
What?
Mascara. What 70s sitcom featured a lovable alien and a strange little singer from Iceland? Bjork and Mindy.
Oh, no.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Based on a true story, he was only a young Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Time to do the open, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gods of Air and Wind and all the ships at sea. Hey, hey, don't be hating. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Bobby, thank you.
Woo-hoo! Hi, and thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show new episode on this Thursday. 08-12-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don and Mike Show, August 12th, 20-04. Here's our phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
From Mexico North, please be calling 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., where you hear us on WJFK-FM, it's 202-432-1067. I want to get right to Rob Grippy's here.
Oh, God.
And
our old friend.
And give you some background on this guy. First, things are okay at home. 2 days to go until Bart goes to college.
Everything's happy and peaceful.
We'll see what happens. I'll give you a full report tomorrow. Mm-hmm. More importantly, I've now owned the Madden game for an entire day, and I've already put in 13 hours.
Hey!
So that means you spent 8 hours with it yesterday, between yesterday and today?
Over 8 hours, yeah.
My God.
Over 8 hours.
What time did you go to bed?
Well, it wasn't a question of going.
It was a good question, getting up early and playing it today?
Yeah.
Like the first thing you did?
Like
pre-shower or post-shower?
Oh, pre-shower.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's a great thing to do when you're in your grunge state.
Pre-shower and see if... Now, tell me if this is a retarded addiction or not.
Mm-hmm.
I played last night for about 3 hours and 15 minutes. Went to bed. Got up.
Excuse me.
What time do you think I got up this morning to start playing my Madden?
5:30.
Negative.
Earlier?
Make it 4:30.
4:30 a.m. You were so excited you got up just to play Madden.
4:30 I woke up. You know, well, you know, we did a morning show for a long time, and I did one even before I knew you. And anybody that's done a morning show knows after a while you get into that routine. Every once in a while, you just wake up at 4:30, and you catch yourself, and in that moment you say, "Oh, I don't have to go to work." That was 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now, like this morning, I wake up for that moment. I look at the clock. It's 4:30, and I think, am I awake enough to go back to sleep, or do I want to go down and? You know, I was really not able to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So then,
dreaming about Madden?
No, but it is. I will say this: like, this is something my wife would love if I would say it about her. John Madden, the game is right. At least right now, the last thing I think about before I go to bed, and the first thing I think about in the morning.
That is so nice. You know, he would be so thrilled.
I know that it won't last forever.
No, it never does.
I know, but right now, it's the sweetest time of all.
Now I wish they'd come out with 2 updates a year.
With all the graphics that are new, and all of the stuff, and you can move the guys the a million different ways. Anyway, this guy, Rob Grippi. He's a guy who lives in his car.
Well, he used to. Is he still living in his car?
I really don't know. We haven't
got an update on Rob Grippi. He used to live in a van down by the river and deliver pizzas.
No, he really did. I mean,
he lived out of his car.
And we had him in one time, and we actually gave his car, his home, the thorough once-over. We sent Buzz down with a wireless microphone.
His car, otherwise known as the SS Silverfish.
Didn't he also at one point come back in a van?
Yeah, well, I said he was in a van.
Yeah, in a van, and he had a gym membership, so he could shower.
That's how he showered. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he spent his overnights at Denny's. These are the things.
But he's had sporadic visits to friends where he's lived in apartments and
rooms.
He's also had a while when he stayed at a Kmart parking lot. Mm-hmm.
And the enigma of Mr. Grippi is that I believe Daddy
is a big Las Vegas executive
and has money, and I guess he does not... ask for money from his father, or his father chooses not to support him.
Yeah. Oh, how gay is that?
Oh, my God, he looks so different.
Don't bring him in yet.
He looks so different.
Don't bring him in yet, because I want to tell you the circumstances of his being.
Well, if I can just tell you, I just got a flash by the window. He's ponytailed now.
Hey. Okay. Answer me these questions.
Three.
Off topic.
Mm-hmm. He may have lost weight.
That's my whole life, though, off topic. How gay is this? We're going to have Huey Lewis on again today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I made my list of my top 20 all-time favorite Huey Lewis songs.
Okay.
And I want to read them to him.
Oh, very good.
How gay is that?
Get his thoughts on them.
Pretty gay.
Why is that gay? That's good. You like him.
It's so gay. And
you brought up a great point yesterday.
And then I know them all.
About anybody from that era. You brought up how many hits Hall & Oates have had.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the same kind of passion.
No.
Really, that I think Huey Lewis has. There's probably somebody out there going,
"You're wrong, Mike O'Mara. Hall & Oates really ruled. Private Eyes was so much better than anything by
Private
Huey Lewis.
Private Eyes, you're watching me."
I've got my list for Huey, and we'll ask him about the American Psycho thing today, which we didn't yesterday. So here's where we get to Rob Grippi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Beth Ann McBride, our wonderful new producer, and... She, by way of learning about this show, besides, she's had the job now for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and I'm proud to say we've given her another 4-week uncut contract. That is
No cut. Right.
That is the level of enthusiasm that we feel for the job she's doing.
It's the videos of her that are uncut.
So, and all the guys that are calling for those.
Exactly.
Like you guys that called it the thong stuff yesterday.
Yeah, like we always say to all of you people, please wait till Christmas.
So, Beth Ann is going through and listening to old stuff, you know, to put together for the vacations, for the best of, for the extra hour that they run here.
Right. And in the process, she's becoming quite a connoisseur of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she's finding things that she likes and things that she doesn't like and things that she thinks are interesting and not interesting. Mm-hmm. So the other day she says to me, "Hey, what's the deal with Rob Grippi?" And I said, "He's a tool." And she said, "No, really, what's the deal with Rob Grippi?" I said, "He's a loser, and he lives in his car, and he smells, and he's on sporadically.
Yeah,
every once in a while." She said, "He called." I said, "I don't want him on. We're on a good roll. We got a good show going. I don't want Rob Grippi on." And then Beth Ann said, "She really wants to meet him."
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I say, "Honey, you know, as Alice Cooper sang, welcome to your nightmare."
Right.
"Come on in, Rob Grippi and Beth Ann McBride."
Might be quite a new look, Rob Grippi, here.
Okay, so bring him in. Rob Grippi, man who lives in his car.
He has lost a lot of weight.
Check him out.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah.
All right. Let's check him out here. I think he's lost some weight, Don.
Well, not that that would help.
It's a real delay coming in here.
Although here
my God, you have lost weight. Look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. You've lost. How much weight
Dan,
have you lost?
You got. Wow.
What about? Yeah,
almost 120.
And you got guns, too, now. You've been lifting weights?
Yeah, exercising and just stuff like that.
He is looking different always.
Now, you do look great with your weight loss. That's some real weight loss.
Yeah.
Do you still live in your car?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why?
Why?
Well, I've been working on it, but, you know, I haven't managed to save up the money yet and trying to get people I know together and move in someplace, and it's just been kind of... I haven't quite accomplished that yet. Oh, and plus I had to spend a lot of money to get my driver's license back and stuff like that, which is a problem if... Yeah, I mean, if you're living in the car especially and you don't have the...
You really can't live anywhere.
So where did you sleep last night?
Over by... locally. I don't like to...
I know you don't like to give out the exact locations because other poachers might come over
and
there.
Obviously you
squat on your land.
Well, it's just... you have property, and if someone's on your property, but someone can just walk up right to my window and just kind of go, hey, and I can't really do anything about it.
What's your total weight loss? How much have you lost?
Between 115 and 120. I was at 310, and now I'm at a little over 190.
Wow. My God.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Do you still have the health club membership? Is that how you did it?
Oh, yeah. Just a lot of exercising almost every day.
But I want to say this on behalf of everybody out there who's trying to lose weight, because we're making a big deal about it. He does physically look different.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe he's still the same troubled.
Oh, he is. I can tell by looking at him that he is.
It's because he's kind of cleaned up and lost
a little more
weight.
You know, he's got a little more confidence. He's got a little more confidence to him, but he's still the grippy. The bottom line is the guy doesn't have to live
in
his car.
He still lives in his car.
And he's still living in his car. That's what he's still doing.
Priority.
So this is our new producer, Beth Ann McBride. She was thrilled hearing your tapes.
And Beth Ann, would you please to tell us why you were so fascinated with Mr. Griffey?
Yeah, come on over, B.A.
Well, I guess it was the original story was when they first met you. Like, you were hanging out at the radio station, and they wanted to know if you lived nearby, and then they found out nearby was the parking garage. And then we found out your father has a great job, you have a great family, you appear to be very intelligent, perhaps well-educated, and yet you were living in your car, and it just...
And you want to meet this guy.
Fascinated me.
And this is the guy you want to meet. You're in a new town, and this is the guy that you selected that you want to meet.
Well, there was no closure for me, because this was like a bet. I could only find this one segment, and you guys were on vacation. I wanted to know what happened to Rob Grippy.
All right, well, go ahead, ask him. Rob Grippy, get over here on the microphone. Beth Ann, just ask him whatever you want to ask him, and then I want to get him out of here, because he still creeps me out. Beth Ann?
Well, I mean, you're still living in your car.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like keep in touch with your family? Like, do you call your dad in Vegas?
Oh yeah, occasionally. Yeah.
And do you hang out with them? I mean, do you like celebrate holidays with them?
No, they're all the way in Las Vegas.
But you live in a car, and your car could get you to Vegas.
Hey, Beth Ann, I got to tell you something. I've been where you have been.
I know.
With him, he knows this.
Right.
You're not going to get any satisfaction.
I mean, he had like a record deal practically.
No,
he didn't have a record deal.
No, the thing is, he's never going to give you any satisfaction. He won't give you the answers you want. Nobody can figure this guy out. That's the whole reason we get creeped out. Nobody can figure him out.
Even with the weight loss, he appears even creepier now that he looks more normal.
No, but I will tell you, the weight loss has floored me. And the weight loss has floored me because, above all else, I thought the one thing that drove Rob Grippy was pure 100% laziness. I thought that the guy was just totally unmotivated. And obviously, he's motivated enough to lose that much weight.
Yep.
So that's interesting. And I figured when I saw him, he might be out of the car.
How's your health?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. How's your health? How's your health?
You mean up there, huh?
Well, I mean all
the weight loss, the drastic weight loss.
Up there, down there, lifestyle, whatever it is. How's your health, Rob?
I've been doing okay. I've been getting a little bit more motivated to do stuff.
All right, now current employment. What are you doing now? Are you still delivering pizzas?
Yes, I'm delivering pizzas again. I was unemployed for a while, but now, so that's actually a step up now.
So you're delivering pizzas out of your house. Now your house, which is your car.
Mm-hmm.
What model, what your house do you have now?
It's a 95 Ford van with the, it's kind of cool. It's got the TV, VCR, and a little bed in back, and it's kind of groovy.
But
it's getting a little old.
Same van we inspected before, or a new van?
Yeah, same van.
Okay.
Same van.
Same van. 95. Oh, his phone.
Oh, hey, he's got a cell phone now.
Yeah.
Now, listen, go answer that and see who that was.
I know who that is.
Who is it?
It's this girl I know. And she's...
Hey, come
on. Wait a minute.
Come on, cool guy. Call her back now. We don't have to hear what she has to say, but I'd like to hear you call her back. Is she listening to you now on the air?
I assume that's why she's calling, and she's not making the connection that I'm kind of on the air right now. So
would this be the girlfriend, Rob? Would this be the girlfriend?
No, I sort of had a girlfriend a while back.
Is she homeless, too?
No.
This one?
No, not this one. I know a lot of girls, actually, but I keep running into...
That's why I asked about your health.
Do you have a bank account now, or is it all, like, stuffed in mattresses underneath your van? Or
as it was before.
Mattresses, basically. Well, not in the van. I keep it on me, usually.
Yeah.
But
that's safe.
But, yes, I did actually, take care of that little issue that I had. And it took me 35 years, but I did.
What was that?
Why is he pointing at me?
What was the issue?
Yeah, just that I hadn't had sex.
Virginity?
Virginity.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what awoken you from the slumber. You finally had sex.
Yeah, and it was, and I liked it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good, isn't it?
I liked it.
All right, now take it right here on the air. Go ahead, take the call.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to do speakerphone. Just pick it up and talk.
Right, I will call her back.
All right, okay. Call her back. All right. Is she the one who you lost your virginity with?
No, the one I did, we don't really talk a lot anymore.
No. How long did it last?
I don't know, a month, maybe?
A month. A
couple of weeks.
Wow, you got staying power.
Yeah, I thought it was like 3 minutes.
I think it was 30 seconds, it was 30 years.
Yeah.
So he's scarier to me now.
He's calling up his gal pal now.
Yep, he's scarier to me now.
I disagree.
Rob Grippy, man who lives in car.
Right.
120 pounds lighter.
Amazing.
Still creepy, though.
Amazing weight loss.
Why are you calling me?
That's not very friendly.
Yeah, I am going tonight, with a bunch of other people, and, we should all go. I can call you back later. I'm doing something right now. yeah, sure we are. So we'll all meet up, and we'll all go.
Does this girl know you live in a car?
Yeah, she does. Actually, I'm on the air right now.
He's a bon vivant.
Yeah. Isn't he?
A pompish bon vivant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's so plugged in. He's got a social group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's almost like becoming the white trash Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
You know that the talented Mr. Ripley?
Right.
Remember that movie? With
the guy that's like everybody's guest?
Matt Damon.
Now, you live in the car, but do you spend any periods of time, the last time we talked to you, you spent periods of time where you kind of flop at other people's houses? Are you still doing that a little bit?
No,
it's still the car?
Wow.
It's still the car, and basically I work a little bit, and then I hang out all night with people, and then I wake up and do the same thing again.
How did you bathe today?
I went to the gym today.
Yeah. Went to the gym today.
Obviously, he's using the gym membership, and you're keeping that current? You're keeping those payments up?
Yeah, I'm managing so far. $50 a month, and some I usually scrape it together. And
okay, good.
How do you get your mail?
I don't, really, but there's a friend of mine, and I go by his place every couple of months, and I go, hey, do I got any mail? And he hands me this big stack of mail, and it's usually just bills, and I just usually toss them.
So, Bethann, here he is. The fantasy ruined for you? I'll tell you what, he does look a million times better than he used to look.
Pretty amazing.
But he still is a creep.
It wasn't so much a fantasy, but just like the story was.
No, I would say it was a fantasy.
Right, right.
Yeah. Total fantasy.
He's still creepy, but he's...
How creepy? I don't think he's creepy.
He looks incredible. I'm very surprised that you look the way you look.
The fact that he lives in his car, looking at him now, because he looks weird, okay. does the fact that he lives in his car add to your overall thoughts on his presentation?
The mystique.
I just can't believe this guy lives in his car. He doesn't have to live in his car yet. He chooses to live in his car. I just want to know the next time you come to visit.
He just
to an apartment.
He gave you an answer and gave all of us an answer that I think was probably one of the better answers about, hey, I scrape it together and I work for a couple of days and then I hang out all night with friends. That's what he's about. That's a clearer answer than you'll normally get out of him. Yes, Rob, step up to the microphone.
What, Rob Grippy, man who lives in car?
I am saving money right now. I am looking for a place. I just need to get a couple of hundred more dollars together.
Well, how many years do you think it will be before you finally attempt to rent or lease an apartment?
I think it should just maybe be a couple of more months. Maybe in 2 months. Maybe
real.
I need to save the money.
Okay, let's go.
You know, besides, what could you do besides deliver pizzas? What are you qualified to do?
How much have you saved?
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, Mike. I just
I know, but we're all 200-300 so far. I mean, I have a lot of people to pay back.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people to pay
back. That's right.
Yeah. I borrowed money from a lot of people.
That's quite an
estate. Are you still doing your music thing?
No, I haven't done that for years and years.
Years and years of savings. You have what, $300?
Well, I had to borrow like money from people just to get my license back. That was close to $1,000.
Yeah. And do people take care of you, kind of like people look out for you a little bit?
Well, I hadn't asked any of my friends for money for years, and then I just finally decided, okay, I need to get my license back.
Yeah.
I need to get a job.
Yeah.
I need to get a place to live, so I'm just going to ask everybody who I hadn't asked for favors ever.
Right.
For favors. Mm-hmm.
And you did, and you still live in the car.
Be like a total of
What happened with the license that it cost $1,000 to get your driver's license back?
Oh, it was actually, I got into a little parking lot accident.
A house accident? Did you run your house into someone's car, or did your...
Well...
He bumped into somebody on his lot.
It was inadvertently at a parking lot at one of your appearances, actually.
At a subdivision, you mean.
It was at a bowling alley. Parking lot.
Oh, one of our bowling alleys.
It doesn't matter wherever it is. It's a subdivision. If it's a parking lot, because to you a house is a car.
Absolutely, following you completely 100%.
Very good.
So like I didn't have any insurance at the time, so I didn't have any money to pay for that. And then they kept sending me bills, and I kept ignoring them. And then And so I just ignored it, and then eventually they told me, oh, hey, your license is suspended.
Would you like to give a plug to the pizza company that you're currently employed by?
No.
No, they don't like that. Didn't you get fired one time for plugging the pizza company on the show?
It's not the D. It's not the D one, is it?
No, just
you know, he's not going to mention it.
TJ.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, either way.
Give them a plug, no matter who they are.
Okay, it's Pizza Hut, actually.
Pizza Hut.
Oh, well, we're back with them.
Yeah, we are.
They always keep calling.
Isn't that where you started and where you got fired the first time?
Yeah, I think I've started and gone.
How many tours have you done with Pizza Hut?
I don't even remember. It's probably half a dozen.
Wow,
around there.
Wow.
Games in town.
Just when I think I'm out, they keep bringing me back in.
Do you have to wear the sombrero or whatever the?
I have to wear the uniform and I have to wear the. Yeah.
Right.
And
there's a uniform.
All right. There's some calls for you. Of course, there are always calls for Rob Grippy. Let's see. Here's Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
All right, listen, you're talking to Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car and Beth Ann is infatuated with.
Right. That's actually why I called. Beth Ann had said that Rob comes from, like, you know, a decent off family. His dad's got a real good job in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, I've heard it a few times before, you know, there's some homeless people up in Buffalo that, you know, have also come from wealthier families.
Right.
And, you know, they just decide to, you know, they like it better living on the street. I'm
trying what's your question?
I'm wondering why, you know, Rob is doing this. I mean, if he comes from a good family, I mean, why he had so much...
Because he's nuts.
I hear it a lot.
I mean, he's nuts and he's creepy. Would you like to elaborate, or did I hit it there? As you know, as your representative, are you nuts and creepy or what?
Well,
yeah, you know, this guy's a good point. Why don't you go to your daddy in Las Vegas and say, hey, daddy, you know, bankroll me in a business, or let's go into business together.
Yeah, I just don't like to. I don't like to ask him for things. He's got his own problems.
He said that the last time.
Yeah.
And while you're entertaining questions, if your dad is based in Las Vegas, why did you land on this side of the country? I mean, why are you here?
Oh well, I lived here before. They actually moved that way, and I.
Oh,
his parents
moved
away. They moved away from him. Took the house.
Did they notify you when they moved?
It was they took the house with them.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Don.
Yeah. Hi. You're on the air.
Hey, my thing is, you took Lughead Rob Speedwack under your wing, so why can't you help Rob Grippy out and give him some money so he get a place?
Yeah, Don, you did that with Rob when Rob Speedwack was homeless.
Get out of here.
He's a Lughead.
You don't get
Rob, out of Rob doesn't ask us for anything. He doesn't ever indicate that he needs anything from
Hello, Dave. Don and Mike show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
If Beth Ann needs closure on Rob Grippy, tell her to go out and look inside his van.
Most of our listeners remember the last time we did the sniff test out there.
Yeah, everybody had to get shots afterwards.
Nick?
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello. Hello. Come on.
Hello.
Well, what's happening?
I want to know why, if this guy is so smart and genius, how come he can't even answer a question? He goes,
We didn't say
I don't know.
We did not say he was a genius.
No, we didn't say he's smart. I believe I said...
I just got a note from Rob. Mike, I need money, Rob.
He doesn't even know how much money he has.
I believe he's creepy and unbalanced.
He's a fraud.
I'm adding unbalanced now to the list as well.
I believe he might not.
His defense.
No, but see, I used to go with the theory that he was unmotivated. No. Nope. And now the whole weight loss thing is throwing me kind
of. He's independent. He's an American original. That's the way I see it.
Buzz is a fan.
Thank you, Buzz.
He's just one moment away from being up on a rooftop.
Oh, you think he could snap?
Oh, yeah.
I don't fear him as much as I did at the beginning.
Isn't that true of any of us, though?
You know, one of the reasons you fear him is his second or third appearance on the show, he shaved his head and ate it. His hair.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
And because of that, he's always, you know, left an odd take.
It was a cash prize.
Hello?
He did the money.
Bobby Mailman?
What up, Don's and Mike's?
Hey. Hey, hello there. Hello there, Robert, the mailman. Hello there.
And how you doing?
Hey, now, Bobby, is your birthday soon?
It's today.
Oh, hey. Today is your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Robert.
Happy birthday, hey. Robert.
And I just wanted to say that was a year ago yesterday. I was in at the show, and I was one of the last guys to get a birthday show.
Now that's where you, is that where you, is that where you wore your purple jumper?
That's
yeah,
right.
And I'm just calling to say thank you. I appreciate it. The show is still funny, great. I'm still writing. I'm still trying to do my stand-up.
Good.
I almost broke my neck on my jet ski over the weekend, and I'll be in September. Rob Grippy, I wish you luck. You are a weirdo.
That's coming from Robert the Mailman that you are a weirdo. I agree.
I wish him luck, and I want to thank you guys for the one of the last guys to have a two-girl show, man.
Right on.
That's
great.
Very nice.
Well, have yourself lots of watermelon and chicken at your dinner tonight. Happy birthdays to you.
I did eat some watermelon yesterday, too.
Okay. All right. There he is.
Summer.
Star of the hit show, Last Negro Standing.
Man, I could see
Robert the Angry Mailman.
I could see Robert the Angry Mailman and Rob Grippy in a buddy picture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I couldn't because Robert would kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the first buddy picture where, like, you know, in a buddy picture, you've always got, like...
Yeah, they're fighting crime. Mm-hmm. And, the black guy and the white guy are always fighting crime.
And then at one point, one of them pisses off the other one.
Right. Well,
with Robert, I imagine it would be Rob Griffey who goes, I want to stop. I wasn't... Robert would just... That's it. Yeah. End of movie.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, Robert, you have a pretty extensive collection of firearms, isn't that right?
Yeah, I got a lot of guns.
Yeah, and Rob Griffey, do you own any firearms currently?
No.
No, of course not. No way.
Really, Rob?
But we could do like the opposite of trading places, because I'm up on top. I make over 100,000, and here's the white guy who is smart. Last time I think he's an IT certified, so he is smart.
Are you IT certified?
Yeah, I got a couple of those things.
He's a computer guy.
I got a couple of those things. Downplays it.
He's creepy.
All right, hey Robert, we got a break here. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, man.
How old are you, Robert?
39.
39 and older. Happy birthday.
Thanks, brother.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Goodbyes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
F you.
There, I'm Robert the Mailman. That's it. We've got to, oh, let's get one last call here. Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Couldn't you hire this Joker as a dishwasher or a busboy or something at Old Hank's?
You know, here's the deal.
Look around, Cafe.
About Rob Grippy, he does not require it. He wouldn't want it. Doesn't want the gig, I'm guessing. Is that
Would
true?
You work at Mike's restaurant if offered a job?
Actually, I've been looking for a waiting gig maybe on a weekend.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Would I hire him?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
You're cool with that.
Yeah. You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
All right, well, there you see you later, friend. Goodbye. And Rob Grippy, just get out of here.
God.
Goodbye.
Good luck. Keep in touch and let us know if you find a place.
All right, I will.
You don't call as much as you used to.
No, I've been doing the whole thing where I've been kind of driving around illegally in my car, and I didn't want to really draw that much attention.
Okay,
myself.
Right, makes right. sense.
But now I'm all legal and everything, and so I'm back. And
all right. Right, very good.
Cool. Goodbye. Goodbye, nice seeing you again.
And the way we met him, of course, was he was hanging outside the window.
Yeah, creepy.
There he goes. There goes creepy. Rob Grippy.
Bye,
there he goes. Bye, Rob. An American original.
He is weird.
Man who lives in his car.
So is that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nonverbal with that dude.
Mm-hmm. Insect eyes.
There's a lot of... I think he's also got the ass a little bit.
His eyes move like a lizard.
Okay, you know what? He's not cross-eyed, and that's a lot for me to say, but his eyes do move independent of each other. And I sneak up on it.
Rob's like standing in back of you, and he's doing this thing where he's pointing his finger.
Meanwhile, did you notice walking down the hall together, Beth Ann? Yeah. I think she's sweet on the creep.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sweet on the creep.
Sweet on the creep.
We got to break. Huey Lewis coming right up, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My music sucks.
All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show.
World-class dancer.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Give me a moment. I'm going to be doing a medical experiment here. Wow. We had him on yesterday, and we have got him for about 10 or 11 minutes, 12 minutes today. I'm going to jump up at the prostate of one of my favorite rock stars of all time.
Yeah, this is one of your favorite rights.
Huey Lewis. I mean, I don't lay it on like this if I don't really mean it. Hey, Huey, what's happening?
Don, you have excellent musical taste.
There you go.
Huey, or should I call you Hugh?
It matters not.
No, it matters not.
Call me anything. Just call me.
Call you.
As I mentioned yesterday, I'm a mega fan. I went home and counted. I have seen you and your band 14 times.
Wow, I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, more than even the Beach Boys. I've seen Huey Lewis in the News.
I had no idea you've been to see him that many times.
Well, the first, like I said, I liked the band Clover. I had seen the band Clover like it. What was that, Huey? Like 1980?
That was right after Ben Franklin invented electricity.
And Huey's here in Washington tonight at Wolf Trap.
At Wolf Trap. Right,
yeah, mm-hmm.
And I wanted, we had him on yesterday. I monopolized the time just talking about what a great, phenomenal band Huey Lewis in the News are, were, continue to be.
Mm-hmm.
Want to ask him about American Psycho. But also, I just wanted to tell you, I'm such a nutty fan. I actually took the time. I ranked my top 20 all-time favorite Huey Lewis in the News songs.
There you go.
Interesting.
Now, yeah, interesting and creepy.
Are you starting to feel a little stalked here, Huey, a little bit?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, okay, good.
I'm flattered.
Let me say one that didn't make the list is from the album that had Small World on it. You know, I don't know the albums anymore. They're just the CDs in my car. But it's an instrumental track. It fades in, and then it's...
Slam it.
Yeah. Now, you don't even sing on it. Yeah, I mean, we talk about what a tight band this is. This is just, a good groove. It didn't make my list.
That's not on the top 20?
It's not on the list.
You know, we were going to call that song 49er Highlights.
Oh, okay, because it was good background music.
Yeah. They used so much of our music on the 49er Highlights and stuff at home in San Francisco, and they would have to loop it, you know, because the vocals would come in. They just want music.
Right.
So they'd loop the intro over and over. So he said, what the hell, we'll do? We'll give them 3 minutes of something they can use.
All right, so here you go.
That's how we did that one.
I was going to get to the big ones. Here we go. Number 20, Perfect World. Then 19, It's All Right. Number 18, Bad is Bad. 17, Some of My Lies Are True. One of your greatest songs ever.
Very good.
Number 16, and turn off the alarm.
Okay.
You hit me like a hammer. Number 15, Small World. Number 14, Little Ditty Called Trouble in Paradise.
Right.
Beautiful song. Number 13, Doing It All for My Baby.
Oh, I love that song.
Christ, is that good. Number 12, Back in Time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, when you get up like to Back in Time, now you're going, they're all great.
Which one?
Then 11, Kip to Be Square.
Yeah.
Let's get to the top 10. I think it's underrated. Number 10 on my list. Oop, hold on. Robbie, it's cut number 11. Cut number 11. I use it as the rejoiner. It's Jacob's Ladder. This was it was a hit record, but it was a hit record that wasn't a number one hit record. It was like a number nine hit record. And it's a record that you never hear on any radio station today. Let me just play a second. You remember this one as soon as...
Already do.
She was running from a...
This is like when you think about Huey Lewis in the News and all the songs they had on the radio and the effect that Huey, that your band had in 1985. I was saying this to Cyndi Lauper the other day. It was all that corporate rock crap. It was some dance crap. And then all of a sudden you had these acts like you and Cyndi. Oh, hold on. Here's the hook. Right. Here we go now. I want to tell you something. That kicks ass. That is... I've heard the song, I'm not lying, 20,000 times. It still gives me goosebumps. Number 9. Mike, just let me get through the list.
Are you going to go through the whole list?
Yeah, not going to play.
All right, go ahead.
Number 9. If This Is It.
Right. And at some point, are we going to get Mr. Lewis on the phone to comment on the... Like what his favorites are, or
yes,
anything. You know?
But once we get,
I just want to mention that we have Huey Lewis on the phone.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm here.
Chance. I won't play them all.
Don't interrupt him. Go ahead.
I didn't think you minded.
Go ahead.
Right.
Number 8 on my Huey Lewis countdown. This is a great one. taking what they're given because I'm working for a living. Another one of those that wasn't a, like at the time a giant top 40 hit, but if you bought the album, you'd be driving down the road. This song just kick your ass eight different ways.
It's like a great gin joint record. You know what I mean? This is a good bar record right here.
Okay, number seven. Number seven. This is perhaps my opinion, maybe your greatest song. I don't know, but I like the way. Heart and Soul.
I mean, being a disc jockey in that era when these songs were coming out, don't you agree?
Every time.
I mean, these songs were all just, for guys that were on the radio every day, these were the best ones to play. I mean, you never got bored with them. I think that's part of the allure. I think you're very obviously popular with disc jockeys around the country.
Okay. What am I up to here? Seven? Six? What am I?
That was seven.
Okay. Six? Number six. Yes, we got it. It's cut number 14, Rob. Cut 14. This is like your Vietnam thing.
Right.
Yeah. Walking on a Thin Line. This is another song. Kicks ass. Another song maybe you don't remember as well as their other songs. Now listen. That's a crisp freaking vocal. And listen now to the guitar. And I'm just a layman, just a dumb dish. Listen, guitars come in here. Let this roll just for a second. God damn, I'm telling you, this is powerful pop rock and roll.
Huey, did you know yesterday that he was this big a fan?
No.
Now you do.
Okay. No. Yeah, I do.
We'll just, I'm monopolizing. Let me just go. Then you have, what's
take your time, Don.
Number five. Number five, and this is the song that I have with my wife, who I've been married to for 23 years. And truth be told, this is our song. We got two songs. We got Don't Worry, Baby by the Beach Boys in this one. We've had some fun. I love it. It's just pure pop. Great, great beach song. Stuck with you. Okay. Then you got number four.
Oh, man. Well, he did.
Is this your biggest hit ever, Joey?
Nope.
It's not this one.
Heart of Rock and Roll.
It's power of love.
Hey, when you see him play it live... this is where it kicks in with the harmonica,
yep.
And then with the band being tight.
New York is everything you say. And
too good. All right, number three.
We were talking about this one a little bit yesterday.
Could I relate to this song when this came out?
I remember that.
And what a great video as well. When you would put your face into the sink.
You're right.
Yeah. You put your face into the sink that was full of ice water.
Right. I swiped Paul Newman, Harper.
What was that? I'm sorry, Huey?
I swiped the face in the ice from Paul Newman and Harper.
All right,
then the number two Huey Lewis in the new song of all time. And I know you think it'll be number one, but it's number two, really.
Yeah, I thought this would be number one.
See, what I did last night was seriously evaluate.
Right.
You know, it was almost like the desert island thing. Mm-hmm. If I could only pick 15, what would they be? If I could only pick 5, would they be? If I could only pick 4. It came down to this one and one other one.
But what's the one other one? Okay. Wait a minute, I'm trying to figure out what you forgot.
You're forgetting simply...
Do You Believe in Love?
Oh, you got it right. Yeah. That's still my number one Huey Lewis in the news.
Sonny's number one.
How old is this? This was your first real big hit record, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking like...
I used to have you in a photograph. I remember that. That is just...
God damn, you got a good band, man.
In case you didn't know.
Every song... I'm a major fan. Every song.
Well, you did a little homework last night.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of singers, a lot of bands. Hell, you know me. I got a limited attention span. When I go to see Huey Lewis, I stay till the end.
Right.
You get an A, Don, for Huey Lewis class.
I love all of those songs, and thank you for indulging me there.
Not at all.
What would be your number one all-time Huey Lewis in the news song?
I, you know... we produce them ourselves and obviously write them, and so you can't really afford to pick favorites in any way because you got to work on the other ones. So I don't know. It's always the new stuff, I think.
Let me rephrase it though. As far as when you're playing live, I would think you would have a particular song that you really, you know.
I'd say right now we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Okay.
That's actually our probably best tune live. I mean,
that's good.
Oddly enough.
And listen, about American Psycho.
Right.
That when the movie came out, I remember reading, we may have talked about it on the show, that you were concerned that Patrick Bateman was going to be chopping up that girl.
Whacking the guy.
And it was going to
Actually, I wasn't concerned. What happened was, you know, they wanted to use the song, and I knew about the book, and they were making the movie, and William Dafoe was in it, and they paid us for the song. We said, sure. On the eve of the release of the movie, I was on the road, and they alerted my manager that they were preparing the soundtrack. And they sent him a copy of it, and he said, we'd never heard about a soundtrack record. And so he says, wow, they want to do a soundtrack record. What's it like? He says, well, there's only a couple of songs and then some source music, and it's not a very good CD. Well, I said, we're going to pay us anything for it. Right. So he says, you know, we should just say forget the soundtrack. Okay, so that's what we did. So in a publicity spin, prior to the movie's release, 3 days before, they issued a press release that said I had seen the movie and it was too violent, and
that's what I had read
from the soundtrack, all of which was completely made up. I've still to this day never seen the movie.
You know, speaks to something we have talked about again and again on this show: the machine out there in Hollywood. And I think people have to be aware of this, that those PR machines that work for the studios will create controversy, especially a movie like American Psycho. I remember it was done with Scarface too. That, you know, this is too violent. They do that, Huey, don't they? Just to generate buzz on the movie, right?
You think?
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
It is.
Well, I know you said you haven't seen it, but if you ever decide to let your guard down one night and watch it, I'm sure everybody said it's a funny movie, and actually,
I hear it's quite good.
While he's doing this awful thing to someone, he's saying awful, really good stuff about your album, and I would have
I mean, do we have that tape, don't we?
I agree with, but I don't want, would you be offended if we played it?
I was just going to say, what's interesting is that when we first became aware of this is in the book, obviously, there's sort of a three-page dissertation on Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
As there also is, I think, on Phil Collins
and Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Uh-huh. Right. All right. Mm-hmm. So here,
so you have never heard the Patrick Bateman analysis.
No, but I read the three pages, which I know where it's taken from, and the guy really knows his stuff.
Right. Now listen, here it is. It's 58 seconds. Okay. Here's where Patrick Bateman is doing his thing. He's got the jacket on.
He's wearing a raincoat that's clear because
jacket.
He's about to chop the guy into
here
pieces.
We go.
Condensed.
And it's Cart 6.
You like Huey Lewis in the News?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four, the most accomplished album.
I think the undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square.
Song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics.
But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself.
Hey, Paul!
Still, everything that he was saying about the band
would be interesting to know what you think of the analysis.
And that's all that matters. He's obviously a sensible guy. I mean, you know, Sophie's got a few character flaws.
Yeah.
He knows his music.
Knows his music.
Great.
I know we have you for a limited amount of time here, but there are only about 8 million people that just want to say hi to you.
Okay.
You got a second? Because these calls are from everywhere. Here's Justin in Kansas on KFHFM. Justin!
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi, Huey.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Hey, Huey, I'm a huge fan. I even got to see you here. You played our River Festival. Anyway.
Where are you?
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, okay. Sure.
It's been a couple of years ago, but... Sure. But yeah, we listened to your album. We recently took a trip to New York City And we listened to...
All right, I just hung up on that guy.
Yeah, we just can't go on with that.
Sorry, let's
get the gist.
Let's try a guy in Reno. Here's Sean in Reno. Sean!
Hey, Huey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
In 1991, you played at Shoreline Amphitheater. I worked at Marine World, and I was dressed as a killer whale, and you took a picture with me.
Nah,
do you remember that?
Could everybody stop with it? Do you remember me?
Oh, that's funny. Well, everybody wants to be validated. That's the way it works.
No, I've never taken a photo with a whale.
So he's calling him a liar. That's
here's Andy. Andy in California.
Sure I did, actually.
Andy. Hello, Andy. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm a huge fan. I've been to about 5 concerts. I'm seeing you in SAC, actually, here on the 4th of September.
Cool.
You performed at every concert a song called 60 Minute Man.
Right.
It's not on any albums. Are you ever going to let that out?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I love that. We're kind of, it's not in there right now. Yeah, we will sometime.
That's very true. Although that's a little Huey Lewis concert fact that
right.
You find out when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone leans over and says, "This is not on any record."
Right, and I think I mentioned the...
It happens occasionally.
I think I mentioned the Boys Are Back in Town when I saw you in concert. Do you still do that in concert?
Every so often.
Okay, great.
Hello, here's Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave.
Hi, guys. Hey, back in late 70s, maybe 1980, you played a show in your college, a small gymnasium, and I still remember well, you came out on stage and it was undersold, and your eyes kind of popped out because you guys were just starting to hit big right then, but you absolutely played the best show I've ever heard and absolutely slayed them.
Good.
I don't know if you remember that or not.
You remember that, Huey?
remember that? You got your
wasn't
picture.
That great?
Sure, of course I do.
I always think of the late Chris Farley character, you know, where he's interviewing the musical guest. Remember when that happened?
Let's take one more of these lame calls. Here's Sean in California. Sean.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Okay.
Good. Two questions. I wanted to ask you, has anybody ever compared you to, yours better, so just want to clarify that, to Ivan Neville had a song out a while, and people said that you were similar. So
yeah,
I want to ask about
that.
Okay, cool.
And I know Ivan a little bit, and I think he's great. Now,
yeah, you got a phenomenal voice.
Let's face it.
Yeah, there you go. And then the other thing was, It's All Right, awesome
right.
song. Are you going to do anything like that again?
You mean the acapella
version? Acapella album, yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple other ones in now. Yeah, we flirted with an all acapella record at some point, but we never got off our butts, and we may do that at some point.
All right, goodbye
all right,
you.
Thanks.
Bye, Sean.
All right, bye-bye.
This reminder that Huey Lewis here in D.C. is at Wolf Trap tonight. I can't believe there are any tickets left, but if there are, buy them. He's just the friggin' greatest.
We appreciate you taking all this time and talking to us, Huey. We really
not at all. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
A big, big, big fan I am. It's a small, small world. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh,
when you're doing something like this, how many takes for a song like this, a song like Small World?
As we've gone on, it's been less and less. I mean, a lot of the stuff on Plan B is our first takes.
Wow.
We never do more than 3 or 4 because then it's a little tedious,
right.
Go on to something else.
Yeah, then guys start throwing stuff at each other.
It just gets tougher. You start thinking too much.
Right.
Yeah. Huey, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us 2 days in a row.
Thanks.
I'm a major fan. I'd like to see you again.
All right, I'll call you tomorrow.
You can, okay.
Do this every day. What the hell?
You think you're kidding?
We'll do them in reverse. We'll do chronological next time.
All right, if you want, or alphabetically.
And then alphabetically. Yeah, we got a whole year here. We got a whole year for the program.
You want to creepy? I could do B sides if you want.
I like it.
Thank you, Huey.
Thanks, guys.
Bye bye. Take care. Man. There he is. The great Huey Lewis.
Sure is.
From Huey Lewis and the News.
Now we That's a lot of fun for people that are like on the border fans when you do that little retrospective on Huey Lewis. I thought that was pretty informative.
Yeah, really. The guy's got like I don't know how many hit records.
One of my favorites, but that's mentioned in the movie. I don't think it was in your top 20, which is Hip to Be Square. I really enjoy that. Was that on your top 20?
No, and you know why it wasn't?
Why is that?
Because the 49ers.
It was the Niners song. Right, right.
Because I remember the video where they had Joe Montana and that guy that we hate, Randy Cross.
Sure.
Here, there, and everywhere.
One of the reasons I loved Hip to Be Square so much is because I think it was one of his last big, big hits, right? Wasn't it one of his last hits when you and I were really playing the garbage? We were playing all that stuff, and then this thing came out in the middle of all that 80s stuff that we were playing, and I liked it. And the thing that I liked about it the most...
What did you like the most, Mike?
...was that I could take my axe out and chop up my friends while I was listening to it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my man, Huey Lewis.
They had 19 records in the Hot 100, wow. And their biggest hit of all, I don't know if you mentioned this, was Stuck With You.
Yeah, that was number one for how many? Let me quiz you. Number one for 5 weeks?
Number three, it was for 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
After a 19-week ride on the charts.
Yeah, he's good. That's a good tight band.
The 98th biggest band of all time.
And I think he left just in time. It was almost, he was going to feel about us the way we felt about Rob Grippy.
But that's okay.
But it's okay.
But that's okay.
He dug the whole top 20 thing. He loved that.
Well, I'm a fan. I wanted to let him know I'm a fan.
They're amazing.
I'm a huge fan of Hugh Craig. Oh. Hello, Hugh. I'm really Mike Source.
Michael Source.
Just another thing we share in common.
Hello, Hugh. He's outside the dressing room again.
We got a break. Oh, now we come back. Please don't think that we've turned on the Wayback Machine. The guy's name is Bill Smith.
Hello, Doc.
But it's not that Bill Smith.
The power of love, Doc.
We're going to do some good on the show today. He's going to talk to us from somewhere in North Carolina about hookers and the problems that they're having with this new killer syphilis.
Oh, man. It's just, you know, you can't even be a prostitute anymore.
What is it, Robbie?
They got the nasty Phyllis.
That's right.
Man, I'll tell you that, Phyllis. Watch you come down, man. Have some baby libas, German potato salad, and syphilis.
We'll talk to a Bill Smith when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But Elvis, one of these days, you ladies out there, especially you ladies that kind of up in my category, senior citizens, Gladys named him Elvis Aaron after the brother Moses.
Not the same Bill Smith.
He calls me Moses, and I call him Aaron. And one of these days, he's going to come back, but he's fighting a lot of...
Not the same Bill Smith.
And a lot of people want him dead.
Still?
Yeah, they still want him dead. They want him dead today.
Why would they want him... Then we should go to commercial. Why would they want him dead now?
Because it would cut off their hundreds of millions of dollars they're getting on the biggest fraud and hoax in the history of the world.
So you're telling me people like the family might be happier... Not that he was alive.
Major Bill Smith.
Family he's got now.
And that quality broadcaster, Joan Rivers. Right.
Okay. That's his family. Miss Priscilla Presley, I think you have a question later on maybe about that. She is the one that's running the whole show down there with all of
this. This just goes on forever. Just because the guys we're going to talk to next is also named Bill Smith.
That's the guy we used to have on the show, but named
and
Bill Smith.
And Lisa Marie has never said, and I challenge anybody out there to bring me proof, Lisa Marie's never said her daddy was dead.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Right.
How about that? You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Hey. How about that Huey Lewis?
Hey, I know you loved every minute of that.
How about it, rock stars? Is there anything they don't know?
Here we go with the station break. Des Moines, Iowa. Big FM. KBGG. Norfolk, Virginia. Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads. WBVA. Palm Springs, California. KGAM.
I love those small letters, WBVA.
It's Austin, Texas. The Coyote. 104.3. Where today is yesterday. Can't figure that out. And Johnston, Pennsylvania. WWGE.
What part of Pennsylvania?
Johnston.
Johnstown or Johnston?
Well, it has two different... One spelling has it without the W.
Hmm.
If you look at the list right
here... Right. Somebody asked me about that particular part of the world.
Are
we on in Johnston? Is there a Johnston?
I've underlined in the black, look, about three-quarters of the way down. See how it's written both times?
Yeah. That's a mistake. It's Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
But I got one of the spellings has Johnston.
Yes.
Not Johnstown.
Look at all these cities we're on.
I'll give the list back.
We're on in Palm Springs.
I just read the slug. I just read it just a second ago.
Where's Warren, Ohio?
We've had this discussion. Mike, let's say hi to Bill Smith. Mike?
Yes?
Can I have the list back?
Okay.
You got it. Thank you. All right, Tiger. Come on.
God.
That's 44 stations now and counting.
Wow. We got a guest to do now?
Yes, we do.
All right.
His name is Bill Smith.
Hello.
Not the Bill Smith.
Hello, Doc.
Now, listen, he's a very important Bill Smith.
Yes, he is.
He's from North Carolina, and the county that he lives in North Carolina, he's a health director,
right,
has the number one syphilis rate in the United States.
Robeson County ranks number one in the entire state, actually in the entire U.S. in syphilis cases.
Yeah, and you know, we're all about Phyllis on this show. Mm-hmm. Syphilis. Phyllis is what those of us who know her call her, Phyllis. Bill, hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. The many, many prostitutes of Robeson County, North Carolina. What is your wish for them and for any other prostitutes who might be hearing you on our coast-to-coast semi-national show?
Well, as we battled the syphilis epidemic, we keep coming back to the prostitutes in the middle. And without any...
Hold on, you have to... pardon me for that. You know, you said prostitutes in the middle.
Yes.
Yes, I...
They're in the middle of all of it, right?
I forgot where I was. But the what we felt was that there are some prostitutes that are trapped where they are because of their circumstances, and others who would really like to change. And Robeson County's really been hit by the jobs going overseas, so we've got terrible unemployment.
Why so much syphilis though there? Why not just...
Why in Robeson County? What is a major city that's in Robeson County?
Robeson County seat is Lumberton.
So it's very, very rural is what you're talking about then, right?
Absolutely.
But why so much syphilis, sir, and why not gonorrhea, VD?
Well, we have high rates of most sexually transmitted diseases, but we...
Congratulations.
Yeah. But we are, for some obscure reason, syphilis has really hit here. 95 goes through north-south. We're midpoint between Miami and New York.
Oh.
And 74 comes across going to the ports. So there's a lot of drug activity, and a lot of the prostitutes are involved with substance.
So you're talking about the kind of hookers that are like streetwalkers that'll just hang out in like rest stops and places.
Are you talking
like
about
that?
Like at the TA's, they Travel America, something on 95 or at
Is that the kind you're talking about?
A lot of them just camp across from an industry or walking up down roads. I mean, it's not a call girl operation.
There's a lot of truckers, and a lot of truckers on 95,
mm-hmm.
you know, going down that corridor listening to this show.
May I ask any prostitutes listening to us now, please call us. Feel free to call. We cast no aspersions. Call, though, and let's find out if any prostitutes would be listening now and will call in and tell us their tales of syphilis.
And I'd be curious because we've had stories about Baltimore and the incurable strains of syphilis. Have you been involved with that at all? I mean, are they, if somebody gets medical attention, are they able to take care of this?
Right. All the strains that we've had here are treatable and have been treated.
Thank God.
Now, when you say 49% of the local women have syphilis, say that they've had, are there any male hookers involved in your survey? Or are they all predominantly women?
Predominantly women. There are only a very few male prostitutes in this area.
Yeah. Man, God, it says 49% of the local women with syphilis say they've had relations for drugs or money.
Right. And as long as we're talking about syphilis and all other things.
I thought it was going to be 49% of women in the county, and then that's terrifying.
That would be almost 70,000 women. No.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Man.
As long as we're talking about syphilis and such things, let me mention later on this show, it's the real-life highway love connection, where today...
What an interesting tie-in that is.
Today, you're really going to have to go out on the date. It's
right.
Where a strange man meets a strange woman on a major artery, because we have dinner tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown D.C., which is two blocks from the MCI Center, where Prince is doing his sold-out concert.
Man, you have some musical talent in this town tonight.
You mm-hmm. do. So what we're going to do is the Highway Love Connection, and that often ends in syphilis or gonorrhea or something.
Yes, we've had many, many letters where people say that it ends. No, it doesn't. We're kidding. Of course.
So,
we're joking, of course.
So what's so bad? Let me ask you something, Bill. What's so darn bad about syphilis anyway? Why is syphilis getting this bad?
A valid question. I'm sure Bill can answer it.
Well, the worst part is congenital syphilis, which quite often it creates either a child that's born deformed or dead. And so, but
I'm not a doctor, but I would say that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Joe.
They used to talk about blindness and all those other things.
Right.
It's, yep.
It's so easily treated. That's the thing. It should be wiped out.
Yep. Agreed.
You know,
it's
amazing because I know you've got a very serious subject here, and we're of course playing tapes of all the people that that we make fun of on the show.
No, friends, Mike, close
friends that we think may have had something to do with that.
Close friends.
So are you? I remember this ad.
Yes. Bill.
Can I ask Bill a question?
Yeah, sure.
Are you making any progress in the war on syphilis? Are you making any headway with this?
Yes, sir. We actually cut it in half last year.
Wow!
So
good work. You
cut it in half.
We're
the cases.
Oh, the cases.
The number of cases.
So, we're continuing to work different areas of the county. So it will take a couple years. The county's fairly large. It's about the size of Rhode Island. So
okay. Now hold on. Robbie just handed me a prompt.
Okay.
You've hired a prostitute. Explain this to me. You've hired a prostitute to teach a class for other whores.
What we're doing is we're going to employ a former prostitute and use her as outreach into the prostitute areas to see if there's others that want to change that lifestyle or at least begin to talk about the unprotected sex. It's not going to be syphilis one day. It's going to be HIV/AIDS.
Right.
May I ask, what if there's a woman at the radio station I'm working at, and you know how it is here. There's scuttlebutt. There's talk.
You mean about the syphilis outbreak here at the station?
Yeah. And it's being traced back to one person. Without using that person's name, if I was to call that person up on the intercom here, would it be possible that you could counsel her?
I don't think that's practical.
Well, just bring her in.
All
bring,
right.
You know, I'll say her name.
All right.
She's a brave lady. Her name is Beth Ann McBride. Now,
she doesn't have syphilis.
She hasn't told you, Mike.
She has. She hasn't told me about anything.
She has syphilis.
Well, if she's got it, I got it. That's all there is to it.
Now, hold on. Is this...
And if you have it...
She's in the bathroom.
She's not coming.
No, she's literally in the bathroom.
Oh, she is in the bathroom.
With the syphilis.
Yeah. But Bill... Mr. Smith, who's being a very good sport, has indicated to us that it would not be practical to counsel her.
It could hurt. What would you say to... And we don't have any prostitutes calling in right now. So what would you say to the prostitutes who are listening to the show and not calling?
Good question.
Well... The biggest thing is to certainly be safe. Practice safe sex. You know, if you're going to be a prostitute, which we'd rather you weren't,
mm-hmm.
you've got to at least practice safe sex. You know, you're not going to get syphilis or HIV/AIDS if you're practicing safe sex.
So you actually advise this as opposed to it's probably not a problem you can solve by throwing them all in jail, right?
Right, they just get right back out, and it's really done nothing except allow us the opportunity to test them.
And what is it you're doing to get them out of the hooking business?
Well, what we're trying to do is to find gainful employment for them.
Oh, hold on. Find them jobs.
Here comes a very brave woman now, Beth Ann McBride, who suffers from syphilis.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I suffer from stuff, but it's not syphilis.
That's very, very good.
I like that.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
This is Bill Smith. Bill is the health director for Wilkinson County.
Have you been watching the phones? Have there been any prostitutes calling in wanting to find out about Bill's advice to keep themselves syphilis-free?
I'm sure Joe probably has a couple. Do you doesn't have any?
Well, no, there are calls up there, but I'm not sure if they've been screened. I'll take one here. I'll take an unscreened call. That's a hang-up.
Hello?
I'll take another unscreened call.
Is this a prostitute?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Prostitutes, please. Hello?
Hello, it's Paul.
No, you're not a prostitute.
You're not a prostitute. Hold on, I'll try this one. Hello, Don and Mike. Is this a prostitute?
No, but I do have a question. I saw in the Weekly World News that the majority of hookers are prostitutes. Do you think maybe this has something to do with the syphilis?
Oh, come on. Now, what kind of dumb
question
makes
that?
Sense?
Bill, I apologize for some of these calls. I don't think these people are taking this issue seriously enough.
Hello. Hookers, prostitutes, whores, same thing, right?
I mean, not necessarily. A prostitute does it for money. A whore sleeps with anybody.
Yeah, but a whore gets money.
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Well, I guess you would know. Hello.
Oh, God.
Well, I only said that to her because she looked at me with such assertion.
You two have such a special relationship. Buzz, please do get out your Webster's and maybe find out the definition of whore. Okay,
hello?
That's a good
hello,
idea.
Is this a whore on the telephone now? A prostitute? Excuse me. Because I know that they're all really like Julia Roberts in that movie, Pretty Woman. I know that's what they're really all like.
Bill, I must tell you that through all of this, I do believe perhaps we are doing some good.
They're not like Charlize Theron in that movie Monster.
Well, they are like that.
Webster says whore means prostitute.
Oh, okay. So whore and prostitute
and hooker.
Looks like you said same thing.
All the same thing. Same thing, Beth Ann. Deal with it. Hello, is this a...
You know how many times you've called me a prostitute? I always thought it was whore, and it was better.
Hello, are you a prostitute?
No, I'm not a prostitute.
Then why are you calling?
Hey, guys.
Because I have a question.
What? What is your question?
I've been with a mess of prostitutes.
You've been with a mess of prostitutes?
Oh, yes.
And incidentally, that also is in the dictionary. If it's a gaggle of geese, it's a mess
That's
of
a prostitutes.
Right. That's if they're like out at a diner or something.
I've been with a lot of prostitutes.
A gaggle of geese?
Yes, a gaggle of geese and a mess of prostitutes.
Mess of prostitutes.
A herd of elephants.
All right, what do you want?
What are some of the symptoms?
That's a good question. Bill's symptom, I mean, remember we have certain codes on this show.
Standards.
But the symptoms of syphilis, Bill, what should people, if they think they might have it, what do they look for?
Quite often there's a rash on the palm of the hands.
Okay, I got that.
That sounds safe, doesn't it?
No. Oh, Jesus.
I've got that.
Oh, my God.
What else, Bill?
Lesions in the genital area.
Yep, got those.
Yep, we got those.
And then they'll get better.
Mine have gone away.
Mine haven't.
Mine's gotten bigger.
Okay, right. You on the phone, get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
And what? Anything else?
That's your main ones.
And syphilis, like left untreated, can't that? I remember reading about Idi Amin. Didn't it get into the brain or something like that?
Yeah, that's one of the conditions. But that was very advanced.
So it can like kill. What does it do when it's advanced? What does it do to you when it's advanced and untreated?
Well, see, it's all working internally. Once you go past the symptoms,
right.
Your body feels good and everything else, you're still able to give syphilis to your partners.
Right.
But as you talked about it, it internally it begins to break down some of the organs.
Yeah.
Bill, do you recommend payment in advance?
To be free.
what are you talking about?
Oh, which payment? For the prostitutes?
Right. Yeah. Do you accept payment in advance? Or
I would recommend yes.
Yeah, you would recommend
payment
in advance.
Okay.
Right.
And let's say that there's a prostitute out there listening who hasn't called today and has syphilis, and you want to help her. How can she get a hold of you?
She ought to call her county health department.
Call the county health department. And what is the treatment for syphilis? How much treatment to medical attention is required?
I think typically it's just a shot.
Just one shot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, because usually, you know, two shots are a hassle.
Hey, this is one and done.
Would it help to legalize prostitution?
There's some discussion about that, but, you know, like Amsterdam and those places.
Right.
Right.
I don't know morally that's going to happen.
In Robeson County, North Carolina, or Robeson County, North Carolina, I would venture to say if that was ever put on the ballot, that ain't going to pass.
Well, most of the counties dry from alcohol, so I assume you're right.
I would think so, absolutely.
Yeah. Ever been with a prostitute, sir, if I might ask?
Me? Yeah. No, I have not.
You have not. Okay. How about on this show? Show of hands? Prostitutes?
Okay, let's keep those results silent. Seth saw the hands that went up. Those who have suffered from syphilis or are currently suffering from syphilis.
And that is two hands from Don, one from Buzz. You're not putting your hand up?
No, I'm now immune.
You know Buzz is immune.
Aww. It was a loaded question. I'm not really suffering.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. The Simpsons have gone away, but that's eating at your brain real good.
Okay. Mr. Smith, thank you for your time.
Bill, you've been a good sport, and I do believe we've done some good through all of this tomfoolery. One of your more interesting interviews, I take it?
The most.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
All right, what can I say? Whether you're a prostitute, whether you're a hooker, whether you're just a scumbag hoe. Let me say, if you got syphilis or whatever, I still think you are just like Julia Roberts.
Pretty woman.
Yeah.
Yes, can I just say that to all of our listeners right now of the female persuasion? You're all very pretty ladies.
Thank you.
You're very pretty ladies.
Hold on.
Diseased or not.
Hold on one moment, Bill. Thank you for your time, sir.
Whether you have a disease or you're pure as the driven snow, ye are all very pretty.
There you go. There's the syphilis guy. Now, let me see. B.A., as long as you're in here. We're under a bit of a time constraint, although we'll figure it out. Les Moonves, we've only got like 10 minutes worth of junk to ask him. He's at what time? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
We're calling him?
Yeah.
All right, then we'll cram two breaks together. We'll go to a phone scan here.
Very good.
We've had like three guests, if you want to count Rob Grippy.
I do.
As a guest.
I don't.
877-365-3636 is the number for the phone scan. Why are you listening to the headphones and looking like a child?
She's enjoying
in
the show.
Basement?
Enjoying the show, and the show of hands, though, is a little disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But the show of hands?
Yeah.
Show of hands of who've been with hookers.
And who is currently suffering from syphilis.
Not suffering.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right, that's
immune. Rob's not, and Buzz is immune.
Buzz is immune.
877-365-3636. Phone number. You will get syphilis from Rob Grippy.
And Buzz is like the cockroach of this show.
Keep in mind, Buzz doesn't get syphilis. He gives it.
And gives and gives and gives.
Phone scan. Your call is unscreened. Call us right now. We'll be right back with the phone
this
scan thing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Phone call thing.
Yep. Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand.
Right.
Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. They are the Dean's Peanuts.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now our boss, a very high-profile man with his Da Vinci veneers.
Yes.
Leslie Moonves. Leslie Moonves, the president of CBS and Viacom. Mm.
CBS doing very well, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He's going to be calling us. We'll ask him about Mike Wallace getting beat up and everything else. Or as I like calling him behind his back, Leslie Chen.
Les Chen.
Leslie Chen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Chen.
His girlfriend, Julie Chen.
Chen.
Is a Chen.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yes, I know.
Charlie.
Yes, I know.
Charlie Chen.
Yes, looking forward to chatting with him.
Julie Chen. Anyway, he's coming up on the show.
I always exhale.
And
as
and
my job passes before my eyes.
Then the Prince thing. Listen, come on. Yes. We've done okay.
I know.
We've managed to slap it together for almost 20 years.
I'm sure as hell have. It's amazing after 20 years that you can still freak me out.
Nearly two decades of indifference from our listeners.
That's right. And just, I'm always thinking. I look forward to shows. Like, yesterday was Arlie Ermey and today it's Les Moonves, and I'm just saying to myself, let's get by that one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan, and you're on the air. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Right, 877-365-3636 from America, and from Mexico North, 800-636-1067. Those are your phone numbers. Hi, you're on the air. You're the first on the phone scan.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there.
What's up?
Now, Don just, gave you a whole little intro there. Now you got to get right to it.
Love you guys.
Anything else?
All right, answer the question, please. Turn the music down. Thank you.
Are you retarded?
No.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Not at all.
Okay. Do you have a question, or was
I
that
hung up on?
He's
it.
Gone. Good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
Say hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say how much I love you guys. I think your show is great.
We love you.
Oh, Mike, I love you.
Oh, hey, Mike, finally, here you go.
It's about time.
Here's some love coming your way.
It's about time. I love you real good right back.
I wanted to call last week but couldn't get in, and I wanted to show my love for Mike O'Mara.
Really?
Really.
You want to talk about that, baby?
Offline? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Offline?
Offline.
Offline.
Being off the phone. Off the phone.
You mean off air?
Off air. There you go.
Okay.
Maybe okay.
Online.
No, I don't do that.
Why don't I do that, Don? Why don't I take this call off here?
All right. Hold on, please, Mike. That is line number two on the digital lines. There you go. Pick it up. Pick it up. Have some fun. He's really picked it up. Hold on. Yeah, no, he's got it. Line two. Hey, lady. Which way is the arrow going?
Right.
It's got to go left. Put it back on hold. There you go. Hold on.
Hello?
No, I've got her on the air. Hold on a second. There now. Okay, now pick it up.
What did you want to tell me off the air? Anything naughty? Yeah, I'd love to give you a spank.
Would you stop it? You stop it with this crap.
Am I going to use a tool? No, I'd use my bare hands.
Does he know that call's from Robeson County in North Carolina?
Are you from Robeson County?
Does he know that we don't do that show anymore?
Is there anything else? Because I do have to get off the
line. No, you go ahead. I'll answer another call. You go ahead and take that one.
One real.
Hello, Don and Mike. Wait, I can't. Oh, I can do it on this on these phones.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, there's a guy
Mike.
Now.
Hello?
Don and Mike, all techniques into one, Jack.
Hi, right. Yeah, and countdown to all techniques into one. Mike, what happened with your stalker? I mean, fan.
Oh, Don, that's private time. Wish I could share that.
All techniques into one. Uh-huh. The Elvis is Still Dead show Monday, this Monday, and it only works out this way every once in a while. Monday is actually Elvis Death Day.
Right.
And we'll actually be doing the Elvis Death Day show, our 27th annual.
Save the date.
On Monday. Save the date. Hello. Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yes, hello. You're either a kid or an old woman that smokes like 8-pack a day.
I'm 25, but
Is this Lindy England?
No. I was just wondering. I had sent you guys some stuff in the mail, some stickers and stuff, and I was wondering if you ever got them.
Is this the kid who's saying the Super Bowl is gay?
Super Bowl is gay. No, I don't know. They open our mail for us here.
Oh, really?
What stickers did you send us?
Well, I couldn't really say.
Are they the ones that are laced with LSD?
No. It was like,
We've gotten a lot of that stuff. We appreciate the support.
All right.
Send photos, though.
Curious.
Send photos.
Bye, Lindy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, it's your buddy Hugh Craig. I just want to let everyone know that I'm canceling the show tonight because I got a red rash on my hands and open sores down in my manly room.
Okay, all right. Get out of here. I'll that. Hello, Don and Mike.
I do like people that listen.
Hey, Don.
Hi. You're on the air. Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi. World's finest DWJAYs.
Right, we
Thank
are.
You.
Did anybody see this week's episode of Last Comic Standing?
I watched that show on and off.
I turned it on for a second.
It took product placement to a new all-time low because one of the comics finished his act with a joke about underwear and purchasing it at Victoria's Secret, and then the last line was, except for those big ugly ones that you buy at Target. And then the next commercial in the break was a Target commercial.
And that's bad because...
I'm not saying it's bad.
You know, Mike and I have the Walmart Target thing going, and here's what kills me.
And what you're doing is you're criticizing something that was, in a roundabout way, helpful to you.
What kills me is when I'm reading the stuff, like the front page of the Post today, saying that they're thinking about putting a Walmart in the District of Columbia.
Yes,
and now there are people that are all upset about
this. I'm behind them 100%.
Listen, all I know is, I know that it eats up jobs. I know that it puts other businesses out of business.
Mm.
All I know is, I like going to that blue and white building and knowing I can buy anything I need at a cheap price.
The thing is, if you could buy anything you need, I have been disappointed by that store time and time again. And it's not similar to the joy I feel when I walk into a Target superstore, which was going to happen, God, in about 2.5 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I know you are all goosebumpy like I was for Huey Lewis.
I'll come in with a new T-shirt tomorrow.
Hello.
This is the Madden game for you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's happening, Radio God?
Hi there. What can we do for you?
Oh, man, I've been listening to y'all since I was 12 years old. I wanted to call and tell y'all that y'all are the best.
Thank you.
And, y'all are nice for saying
thank
that.
Thank you. You are very doltish, and thank you for the call.
Hey, where is Buzz originally from?
Buzz, where are you originally from?
From Wichita, Kansas.
And that's
right
smack dab in the middle of Robeson County.
And the guy just hung up and said something. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He said, I lose.
Hi, guys. Blind Glenn here.
I just Buzz. I think you might lose that argument. It's Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
Hello. I just want to thank BA for all the good interviews she has for you guys, that she books for you all. And I don't care what kind of song she wears. I just love her voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, Blind Glenn.
Well, Blind Glenn. Have you eaten any babies lately?
Not today.
Yes, 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 Blind Glenn.
Red Sox won today.
Oh, they won today. Thank you. That's the first update I've gotten. I appreciate that, Blind Glenn.
6-0
Oh, you're a good man. Oh, that's what we call a win streak. Yes, it's official.
You about ready? You about ready for that pre-cocktail baby?
You betcha. Over ice.
Over ice. Have, eat right. A nice baby over ice.
I'm Blind Glenn. I eat babies dipped in drawn butter.
You bet you do.
Bye, Blind Glenn.
Bye-bye. That's hard to say three times. Bye, Blind Glenn.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike. How y'all doing?
You know, we would just wave at him, but that's
right.
Yeah. What's the point?
He wouldn't understand that.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Actually, I wanted to be a long-time listener here. I'm a teacher in Fairfax. I want to know if you can hook me up with a love connection with Beth Ann.
What do you teach?
Health PE.
Sex education, right? I wasn't far when I said health PE.
I knew it.
Right. Or when I said sex education, he said health PE. Right. Same difference.
Then it's okay
same
he thing. Talks like that.
Same difference. Get out of here.
Love connection. Come on, kids.
Hello. Don and Mike show. This is the phone scan where anybody can call. Unscreen calls.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to thank you about...
you're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Did I have to hear more than just... You wanted to thank us?
About?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you what I wanted to thank you for. Yesterday, that clip that you put on with Bush and the tribal sovereignty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just had the best time with that, and
yes,
I found it on the internet last night, and I sent it to everybody I know, and people were just wetting their pants.
There is a great site. I hate to give it out because...
I can do that.
What is it, Robbie?
Isn't it WSpeak?
Yeah. WSpeak.com, like, they go through every single speech the idiot says, because he says something,
I am wondering,
he says something dumb every day.
I was talking to somebody about this, and I am wondering whether there has ever been a sitting president who, because of a real gaffe, is laughed at in a large group of people mockingly. I mean, it's not like somebody,
he's pulled a boner.
Mm-hmm. It's not like somebody in a press conference tries to say something funny. And it gets laughed at, or...
Listen to it again. Here it is.
Well, when I put it on Google, when I tried to Google it, when you see it written up in the press, at the end it says, crowd applause. Yeah. And I'm like, really? That's
No. Hold on. Listen to it again. Here it is again.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. It's, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Right.
Based on right. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Based on what you said, Mike, I'm sure that it has happened, but this is now with the internet.
Right.
You can't hide it.
Right, exactly.
Because
if
it gets on one outlet, it'll double and redouble, so there's no way to hide it.
Hello.
Everyone grows up.
You got to put that on your favorites list. You got to, bookmark that.
Yeah.
I go to every day now.
Now, what is the website again?
WSpeak.com. Hello, Don and Mike show. But now we've given out one of the great secrets for the show where we get a lot of our good voice tapes from.
Breath.
Yeah, there you go. That's the show, Brett. That's the secret. One website.
Yeah.
Hello? Phone scan, radio station, planet Earth, Thursday, day before Friday.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Disc jockey to dumbass.
Wow.
Disc jockey to really dumbass. Who finally gets it.
Wow.
There you go. Bye-bye.
People.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.
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 Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. I just edited myself.
Uh-huh.
What a good broadcaster I am.
Yeah.
That I edited myself. And it wasn't anything that was even anything profane. That I certainly could have said it.
You would have said something.
But I wished, in my mind, I wished for something to happen to that caller.
You would have said something of a controversial nature.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, come on.
Come on.
What's happening here? Let's go to this line. Don and Mike. Hello. Key Rice, what is going on with... Hello!
Hello?
What is the problem?
What took so long?
The button's been pressed. Please don't make me think awful things about you like I did about the last guy.
What? No, I don't want you to think awful things about me.
I'm a brand new caller. I'm from the East Bay. And I was wondering if there's any chance I can get an autographed picture from you guys.
No.
You can't get an autographed picture.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. How are you? Come on. Stop asking us how we're doing.
And you know, it's like a 2-second delay always. And then, how are you?
I'm glad we amuse you. Do we amuse you? What can we do for you?
You too. And I'm wondering.
You're probably a very nice person, but you're just coming at the tail end of like 4 of these calls, yeah. And we're getting a little frustrated.
What can we do for you, sir?
Are you going to be on in Philly anytime soon?
No.
Or no time soon?
No.
I moved to Philly and it's very sad.
Yes. Yeah, we're sorry about that. Where are you listening to us today?
In my car. I work in Wilmington, so I get some nice static filled 15 minutes worth each day.
All right. Well, I'm glad you get your fix. And thank you for calling. But still, you're just a dope. You're just a dolt. You're an awful caller. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah, what?
Where's Kiss stand against Huey Lewis?
Kiss?
Huey Lewis?
Yes.
Against Huey Lewis.
What is he asking? What?
Oh, I believe in the Battle of the Bands. Oh,
yes. Huey, there you go.
Huey Lewis, in my mind, in the news, better than Kiss. I mean, Kiss is a better concert experience the first time you go.
Kiss is more of a show.
Uh-huh. Huey Lewis
is more of a stage show.
Huey Lewis is a musician.
And if you have a question you need us to put into words for you, just give us a call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Kiss Huey Lewis, Stan Ware.
But I understood him, though.
Has Huey Lewis put out a coffin yet?
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm hoping you know the boys from Kiss have.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
How's it going, boys?
Hey, come on.
Hey, I'm asking you a question again. Hey, I've got a question, a suggestion about Beth Ann.
What is it, a question or a suggestion?
What her last name is
McBride.
McBride.
Right.
Have you guys ever considered calling her instead of BA, just calling her BAM?
Yes, we have.
Where have you been?
Yeah, maybe I can.
I actually found you guys just like a few months ago.
Well, listen, here's the thing.
It's been since then.
Let me just say something.
I think we're all irritated now.
Can you just say something to any.
Sorry.
Let me say something to any new listener of this show. I don't want to sound pompous or self-serving here about any of us.
Or self-righteous.
But if you hear anything
or
on this show
self-loathing.
And you think that there might be a better way or a funnier way or a clever way that you think we haven't thought of.
We probably have.
We already have.
Documented.
Okay.
Every single time.
See, now I started listening to you guys.
I don't care. When we hired Beth Ann, we had a long discussion before she ever started here.
About her name.
Would her nickname be B.A., would she be Bam, or would she simply be Beth Ann?
And the one rule about Beth Ann McBride, do not ever call her Beth.
Beth, that's all.
Okay. But well, I don't know. Hold on a second.
You can't. You just jump right into your next. I don't think you heard that.
I do. I did actually.
What is the one rule?
I understand. You guys.
What is the one? Hold on. What? Wait a minute. Chatterbox. Okay. What is the one rule about Beth Ann McBride?
Don't call her Beth.
All right.
Okay.
Now you can proceed.
Okay. I actually started listening to you guys just before the whole Janet Jackson thing, and I thought the show was great then, and I still think it's good now.
Right. Did we ask for a biography, though?
But really? No. I just wanted to let you guys know how long ago I just started listening.
I appreciate it.
Do you know how testy we are today and how annoyed we are today with callers?
You know, it's only since we started taking phone calls.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to annoy you. I just want to.
I know.
You're a nice guy, and I'm sorry for that.
You can make that statement, Mike. I'm not sure how nice
Don,
this guy is.
I think he means well. I really, really do. It's just those. It's the combination. You know. Damn it.
It's the newbies. It's just newbies that
Shut up. Stop trying to give it some kind of cute little spin. You're not a
newbie.
You're not a newbie with a new idea. Listen, I'm tired of this. You're just a crappy caller.
This is what happens when we string them all together like this. It becomes positively overwhelming.
And when we start yelling at you like this for dragging down the show, what you have to say is eject and then hang up the phone.
Well, you know, he can't.
Wait. Hold on a second. I want to say one last thing. Okay. It just has been very, very frustrating, but we will give you the last word here.
Okay.
I knew we were going to get him. He was going to be a big fish.
Every time.
That was a beauty.
Every time. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Let's mount that one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on
Don
the
and
air.
Mike.
Yeah, right. Yes. Hi, it's us.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, God, come on!
Come on!
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
Right.
Oh, you couldn't resist that one.
It's so timely.
It's so cutting edge. What else can we do for you, Carrot Top?
I realize I'm a couple weeks late with this, because you guys have moved on to your new reality show that's Trading Spouses. But have you noticed on The Amazing Race, there are no token gays this time around. Have you noticed that?
Are you gay?
No, not that I'm aware.
Thank you for your contribution. What, Robbie?
You'll find out.
Standing by.
Oh, Les is standing by. Thank God. Someone important is on the other line.
Now we have to get our minds right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry. We won't let our idiot callers take us away from the task at hand.
No, not at all.
Okay. And he's only got like 5 minutes, so...
Right, we will be prepared to be dazzled.
Okay, so we're gonna act like we got a real show. Like
absolutely.
We haven't spent the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes really talking to our listeners.
Yelling at the audience.
He is the president of CBS, of Viacom, and... That's right. He had the stones to fire those people from CSI, but they came crawling back.
Yeah, we're going
to
ask him about that.
Here now is Les Moonves, president of CBS. Hey, Les.
How are you doing, guys?
How's it going? How are things at the top of the heap?
Things are fabulous up here. The oxygen is very thin, but everything is good.
Rarified air. Okay, we know that your time is very important.
I got to make money for Viacom so our stock goes up.
All right.
So, because you guys aren't doing enough to contribute to that.
Well, we're working hard every day.
So I know you are.
We want to ask you about, sir. Les Moonves, who is the new Mel. He's the president of Infinity Radio, the president of CBS, president of Viacom. How do you feel, may we ask you on the record, as president of CBS, about the brutal treating of Mike Wallace?
People in New York should be very, very afraid that Mike Wallace is out on bail and on the streets, terrorizing other police commissioners. I think Mike handled himself. I thought it was very funny when he said, his line. He said, this policeman or whatever he is, said, I lunged after him. I can't even lunge into bed.
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing. Mike Wallace is current age 86
years old.
86.
Wow.
And he was simply getting his meatloaf.
Let's move on now to your superb, masterful handling of that troublesome CSI cast. Because let's face it, that show is Billy Peterson. And
I like it when you use the showbiz name.
And Mark, that's the show right there. So you've got George Eads, Evil Knievel.
Right.
And, Georgia Letterman Teeth Fox coming to you and holding out. You play hardball with them.
Oh, masterful performance.
How did you get your CSI stars back in?
Well, they claim, and I want to stick to their story, that it was all a misunderstanding, when George Eads said he overslept by 3.5 hours on the first day of work.
Right.
So, this has sort of been a common practice that's been going on, that people feel like if they don't show up, they'll automatically get more and more money, and I thought it was important that we put our foot down and basically say, you know what, guys, we have an existing contract. There's a piece of paper here that says you agree to work for however long, 5-6 years, and it can't be one way. In other words, if I decide that George or Georgia that I want to fire you, I have to pay you off. I have to pay you off. I can't just fire you, contract's a contract. So when we basically said when they didn't show up for work and there was that problem, we said, okay, you're off the show, and then we got it all straightened out.
Well, so, I guess that takes care of our idea about having a couple of sick days next week.
I don't think it would be a good idea.
So George Eads did not get a raise. Did you buy him an alarm clock? Did you buy him any?
I did not, but my guess is that, he will get a better alarm clock in the future.
No.
Evidently, he set the clock for 5 p.m. instead of 5 a.m.
That'll do it.
Let
me ask you about, I'm reading in the ratings last week, and I see that CBS, of course, wins the week, and it's like they got all the winning time slots. And now you have the crappy Olympics coming up on NBC that nobody's going to watch. Can you guys turn this into a big turnaround for Letterman, who's catching up on Leno? And Letterman's rap used to be, well, nobody watches CBS.
Well, right. Well, you know what? It's changed a lot, and Letterman's ratings are increasing on Leno, and it's doing a lot better. And a lot of it does have to do with having better shows on at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, right now we have CSI Miami on Monday, and Without a Trace on Thursday at 10 o'clock, which are both doing extremely well, and that boosted Letterman's ratings on those nights, and now we're adding another CSI,
right.
CSI New York on Wednesday at 10, so that should help him a great deal. I mean, we had a great year, and we're having a great summer. I mean, last week we had 8 of the top 10 shows.
Wow.
So,
and do you feel that Mr. Letterman has mellowed since he's become a daddy?
My relationship personally and his relationship with the network has never been better, not even close.
That's great.
It really is. It's terrific.
Last thing I want to ask him, I know everybody knows you date Julie Chen, and she's on Big Brother, and yes. She's on this on the morning show. Please don't be offended.
Okay.
She is so hot always, especially on the live Thursday night Big Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
When she's out there in Los Angeles doing the eviction.
Oh, that dress.
Now, last week I commented that she had on, she's an attractive woman. You know this. You live with her.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going into job threatening territory.
You're treading in very dangerous waters young man. You are treading in very dangerous waters. I will not talk about my personal life or about Julie Chen.
No. It's not your personal life or hers, but the fact that you are dating and that she had a wonderful outfit on. What I'm wondering is, what is it? Won't you give the girl the morning off the next morning? Here's the deal. She works on the morning show, right?
Okay. What else do you want to talk about while you have me on the line?
Okay, let's move on.
I was just wondering why.
To the next subject.
I was just wondering, sir,
how's your summer going?
My summer's terrific. I'm having a great summer.
Like tonight.
You know, it's great to be here. I'm in sunny California now. I go back and forth between New York and Los Angeles.
How much
life's
sleep?
Good.
How much sleep is she supposed to get tonight?
Hey, stop it!
I told you.
Stop it!
Do you want me ever coming back again?
He's not going to come back on the show.
I'm not.
It's not your relationship.
No, stop!
Okay.
Up.
All right, okay, enough. I won't.
Oh.
I won't. Okay.
Okay, what else do you want to know?
How are you pleased with the Don and Mike show's performance?
I think you guys are spectacular.
There we go.
I love your ratings. I love the quality of your programming.
Wonderful.
And just keep up the good work, guys.
And, all right, then I won't ask you anything else about that. But let me just say, I'm a big fan of hers. And
okay.
And
it was nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you again.
Hold on.
Goodbye, guys.
Thanks very much.
Jesus. Come on, you're not really concerned about that, are you?
No, not at all.
He's
not at all Charles Bronson.
He's a public figure.
Yeah.
My question was a legitimate one, I thought.
Yes.
The turnaround for whether it's his girlfriend or not.
Right.
She has to be on a live show tonight.
Right.
And then she's got like 3 hours
live
of sleep.
Show on the
and
morning.
He puts her on a live show in the morning.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
I mean, you would think the boss's girlfriend could get a better deal than that.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance to say that.
Yeah, I know you didn't. Yeah.
He's funny. He's funny in the show business.
He is funny. And I think he'll come back on the show.
No,
I'm reasonably certain he will.
I think he will.
That's right.
Rob, now what are you loading in the train wreck thing? I don't think that was a train wreck.
No.
He's in showbiz. He's the president of CBS.
Well, you know what's nice? Nice having that Beth Ann McBride out there right now. She'll make everything better.
Oh, he's not mad. Guarantee. He was doing shtick. I guarantee that shtick. I was just his day. I did my 10 minutes on your dumb show. This is my way to get out of it.
Right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So call his girl.
God.
Come on. What was so really? Will everybody tell me what I said that was so bad?
Well, he asked you to stop. And a true Don Geronimo style, you didn't.
Yeah. Come on, I didn't get the graphic or explicit.
Nothing happened, and I think it's fine. We want him to come back on the show.
Sure we do. And we also want him not to fire us. And I don't think he's going to fire us. Everybody stop looking at me like that. This guy asked him about his girlfriend.
That's right. You stopped.
Who's on TV?
You stopped, and I screamed.
And it worked out well.
All right. Listen, call back and tell this girl that
we liked having him on the show, and everything's fine.
And listen, how show busy is this? Send him some of our golf balls.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Send some of those Pro V1s and say we enjoyed having him on the show.
That's brilliant. Send half a dozen.
You can take the temperature of the situation, can't you, Beth Ann?
Yeah. Do you want me to call back now?
Yes.
Of course.
Come on. Listen, the guy's not really pissed. I mean, he
did hang up.
Yeah, he did. That's what a guy who is funny does.
Oh, okay.
Duh. He used to be an actor.
That's right. Your job.
That's true.
This is when you save us.
Oh, come on.
Okay, let me hang up and get to saving.
Okay, there's nothing to save. He's
okay,
cool.
Okay, well, I was going to call her back, and it's not the normal girl. His other assistant is on vacation.
All right, well, call the girl back and say, hey, we had a great time with him. And then if he says something like, you know, those guys are dead, then we know that we're in trouble. But
absolutely.
He's not going to say that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Goodness sakes. Well, I mean, this is, you know, this will need that help, please.
Please,
Mike, we're okay.
Please, okay.
We're okay.
Okay.
There you go. That was Leslie Moonves.
Yeah.
He's the president of CBS. He's been on our show a couple of times.
I have the MASH theme playing in my head again.
What, suicide is painless?
Yeah.
We got a break. I was going to go back to the phone scan, but that was a mess anyway. And now you're mad at me because I said that thing.
I'm just thinking about, spending the night with Rob Grippy.
When we come back, we have to set up this Highway Love Connection thing. Dinner and a date.
Yeah.
Okay, tonight here in D.C.
Good one.
Dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe in D.C. And then it's two blocks. It's on East Street. It's two blocks from the MCI Center where you go to see Prince.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll set this date up.
That's a great date.
We'll get two people who actually meet two strangers and force them to go to the event tonight.
You have
to
go.
Because a lot of times we do the Highway Love Connection and then people don't show up. And it's a whole thing, we never hear what happens. So we'll do that when we come right back from this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
The number one radio show in Haiti, The Don and Mike Show.
They love us there. Station break. Here we go. Mike, you asked where Warren, Ohio is?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Our radio station, though, is WANR.
My apologies to everyone there.
How about Reno? The Buzz. KBZZ. Burlington, Iowa, KCPS.
I love Iowa.
Burlington, Vermont.
And I love Burlington, Vermont.
96.7 WXCQ.
And I love Warren, Ohio.
And the Maine Mother. 106.7 WJFK FM in Washington. The Highway Love Connection coming up. And as we mentioned, we can't screw around on this one. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to play, stand by for action. Now, you have to be in the D.C. metro area.
This is rapido, rapido, rapido.
Tell you exactly what we're going to do. And you can call now. We're going to do something, and then we'll come back and then get these calls. Ideally, we're looking for women who are willing to pull their cars off on the side of the road. It's raining here in the parts of the D.C. metro area.
Yes, the weather is a bit suspect.
You pull your car on the side of the road. Now, first off, you have to want to go to dinner at the Hard Rock tonight, and you want to go see Prince.
Right, right.
Now, you pull your car off on the side of the road, and you wait. You describe yourself, and you wait for guys to show up.
As soon as you find a guy that you find suitable, acceptable, bingo, that's it. You know, we clear him. We give him his clearance, and you guys are off on your day.
Now, the deal is this. We require ID for both people. So all of you people out there, we have our BS,
the crap detector. Right.
They're out. You got to be two strangers. You both have to have ID. You go to the Hard Rock Cafe. You get your dinner.
Right.
And there you get your Prince tickets. Prince is playing just two blocks away at MCI, which is right on E Street.
So the tickets are at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes, they are.
Okay, very good.
So
this is quick. You're going to meet your person that you're going to make the love connection with. Then you're going to drive down to the Hard Rock Cafe, and then you're going to go to the concert.
Yeah, right now.
Now.
I mean, Mike and I have done a lot of those dumb radio contests where we'd have to go to a bar and say, everybody that wants to play this game, you have to pack a bag.
Right, absolutely. Pack a bag as soon as you get there.
Because you don't know where you're going to be going. Because one person would win a trip. Well, this is the case. Two people are going to be going to dinner at the Hard Rock tonight, and they're going to go and see Prince.
You know, I was talking to Don about how much great music is in town tonight, but, you know, you got Huey Lewis, you got Kenny Chesney for country people, and you got Prince. But Prince, really, this concert is getting incredible reviews.
Yep, He's pretty good. So, girls, here's the deal. We start with girls because it's safer to have a girl in her car, a woman in a car with the doors locked when our listeners are approaching.
And if someone's grippy-like, she can simply speed away.
Absolutely grippy-like. So, girls, if you're interested in playing the Highway Love Connection, if you want to go tonight, not next week, not next month, I mean tonight, you got to get your ass from the spot that you're at, once you get your guy, downtown. You immediately are going downtown to D.C. to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Tonight.
If you want to play, call right now at 877-365-3636. Ladies only, please, to begin with.
And we will try to avoid the grip-esque.
Now, while you're calling...
The grip-esque.
I will tell you that it's been, I don't know, 2 months since we've done a final word on this show.
Right.
This is something we used to do every day, every Wednesday.
Craig Wilson.
We would read the Craig Wilson column from USA Today. And then, you know, we got tired of doing it, and we kind of dropped it. And then yesterday he wrote one that was about the Olympics, and it's just, it's so Craig. We got to read it.
Excellent.
And when I see the phone lines are filling up now, ladies, remember, you got to pull your car off to the side of the road to a safe spot where our listeners can meet you. You pick the guy that you like. The first girl who gets a guy that she likes will send you down there tonight, but you got to want to go to see Prince tonight.
Very good.
Oh, and you have to report back tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
We want to know how this, you know, this rapid date goes.
Right. In the very first break, you got to call in tomorrow. So while you're doing that...
And your head will still be swimming.
We now present, from USA Today, The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
I like that sound.
And now it's back from yesterday's edition. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
The mirror is the measure of Olympic metal.
I had a friend once who said we should all take our clothes off at least once a year and stand in front of a full-length mirror for a minute, turning slowly.
She said if you can do that without any violent side effects, you must be doing something right, and you'd be fine for another year.
It had something to do with positive body image.
Or so she said.
I asked her whether we had to actually look into the mirror during this annual exercise, or whether we could just slowly turn in front of it, gazing about. She ignored my question, so I decided to keep my clothes on and take her off my list of acquaintances. As the years pass, it seems more and more the right decision.
I'm reminded of her every 4 years, when the Summer Olympics roll around. As the Athens Games are set to open on Friday, beautiful bodies will be front center again, making the rest of us feel like Morgan Spurlock, the guy who ate at McDonald's for a month and gained 25 pounds in the process. Maybe we feel worse. At least he made money from his French fry binge.
The Summer Olympics, like going to the beach in August, have always had a way of making me feel like I did when I tried out for the junior varsity basketball squad. Short, scrawny, and in need of more clothing. Worse yet,
I made the team but never played.
Talk about a loser.
And now here we go into overdrive. A trip to Brazil doesn't help a man's ego either.
My partner, Jack, and I went to Rio in May. We stayed at the Copacabana Palace,
sure.
Cleverly located right on Copacabana Beach. So we had a front row lounge chair to all things Brazilian.
And there, strolling back and forth before us day after day, were the most beautiful people I've ever seen. Men. Women. Children. Even Brazilian dogs look better than your average American, but can't say why.
It became obvious very quickly that we had tourists tattooed across our foreheads. Actually, we had tourists tattooed all over our bodies. These were not Brazilian bodies any more than our bodies looked like the one housing Olympic swimmer, Michael Phelps.
We were, as the governor of California has said of the Democrats, girly man. We had sand kicked on our faces. We were wrapped in towels and looking every bit like Mahatma Gandhi might have looked as he had been a middle-aged American trying to hide his body on vacation in Rio de Janeiro.
But after a while, Jack and I grew tired of our towels. We grew more bold. On the second day, even throwing off our t-shirt, stretching out under the South American sun, as if we'd just come from a personal trainer and neither of us will ever hire.
If we were girly men, if we were proud girly men,
so be it. Do Olympic athletes appreciate what they have? Or understand what the rest of us go through?
I wonder. If I had the body of Olympic, if I had the body of Olympic gymnast Paul Hamm,
I'd do flips from rings too. I might even do them nude in front of a mirror and for more than a minute. In fact, I know I would.
Let the games begin.
Wow. Oh, Greg, you got ramped up today. Man, oh, wow. Man.
You know, after he finally recognized this in one of his national columns in USA Today, I thought, we'll grow tired of reading it.
No, this was choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too great.
Jack, let's go to Brazil.
You can't resist.
I want to stay at the Copacabana Palace. I feel like Mahatma Gandhi in this outfit.
Oh, man.
These towels. I do have one concern, though.
That?
He didn't vacation with his mom this year.
No.
No, that's right.
Oh, I hope we don't have to be concerned.
I hope there's nothing wrong with her.
If we were girly men, then we were proud girly men.
All right, that's Greg Wilson. Now let's... Yeah. We're going to set up the love connection, do the commercials, and then come back in and see if we can get a winner. We have girls, women standing by.
Very good.
So, fellas, now, this is where you fill out your half of the equation. You find these girls during the commercial sets.
Right.
And let's see, who was first to call in? Oh, by 13 seconds, Ray was the first woman to call in, so she'll be the first to give her information. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks for listening. You want to go see Prince tonight?
Of course.
Right. Now, you realize that you'll be going with a potential schlub, a guy who listens to this show, but the good news is... You know, the rule is really you take the first guy that shows up, but if you get a bunch of guys showing up, we'll let you pick the guy that you like the best.
Or if the first guy that shows up has blood dripping off his car.
Right, right. Yeah, if his name is like Scott Peterson or a hacker or whatever, then you don't want that.
No.
Okay. Oh, and God, that's Scott Peterson. You know, the more I read about how stupid he is, I'm still convinced he's going to get off.
I don't know.
But the more I read about how stupid he is, like for instance,
right?
He's calling Amber Fry, his dumb whore, a girl on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And this is while the wife's dead.
Right.
And he's saying to her, it's real loud here. I'm in Paris. I'm at the Eiffel Tower with my friend Jack and Paruzzi, and we're having a great time. As it turns out,
he's not there.
No, you know where he was?
The whole ruse.
He was at the candlelight vigil for the wife that they were looking for.
Oh, right.
So he says to this girl, Amber Fry, and listen, how dumb is this broad? Like, first off, she doesn't have caller ID.
Yeah, and second off, she doesn't pick up a newspaper.
She doesn't know that the guy's not really in France.
Wow. Duh.
I'm in France. He is stupid, but as my grandmother always said, God protects the idiots and the children.
Yeah, I don't think the jury's going to protect this guy. I really don't think
so. I still think he's going to walk.
No, I hope not. No.
I bet he does. Anyway, Ray, listen, let's find out a little bit about you, darling. May we inquire... Your age?
33.
33? Lovely, a lovely 33. And the celebrity you most resemble, Ray?
People said Elizabeth Chu or Kathleen Turner. I don't know how I get those two because they don't look
alike. I could see a combination, but I like the Elizabeth Chu.
Yeah, me too. Elizabeth Chu's good. Especially
with a much bigger rear.
What's that movie with Kevin Bacon, The Invisible?
Did you say with a much bigger rear?
Yeah. Maybe like Kathleen Turner if she ate Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're a woman, Ray, let's understand. You're a beautiful woman of larger carriage, right? That's okay. Jolly.
So everybody rush right to my phone.
I
think you'll be surprised.
Yep. Hey, Kathleen Turner's gotten a little larger in her later years.
Ray, what is it you're looking for in a gentleman to take you to this Prince concert tonight?
Oh, just somebody who's fun. Absolute funny and rich, but nothing else.
funny and rich, so otherwise they can be a total troll.
Whatever.
I like that. This is an opportunity for wealthy, ugly guys.
Uh-huh. And, of course, it's important they have upper body strength. Ray.
I like Ray.
Ray, we need to know right now, what is your exact location so that the fellas can find you, meet you, go to the Hard Rock Cafe, and then go see Prince tonight?
I am in the pouring rain on Route 50, and I'm going to be pulling over at the Bob Evans on Route 50.
The Bob Evans on Route 50.
Route 50, what city?
Where are you?
In Chantilly.
Chantilly, Virginia.
I told the screener that, yeah.
Okay, here's Route 50 in Chantilly.
And you will be in the parking lot of the Bob Evans.
That's right.
Isn't that just shy of Route 28?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
If you're heading west.
Right.
If you're heading west.
What kind of car are you in? Of course, please lock your doors. But what kind of car are you in?
A gorgeous black Sequoia.
Black Sequoia.
And you are available for this dream date tonight.
That's right.
Tonight, you'll go right from the Bob Evans parking lot. And incidentally, can I tell you something? That commercial for Bob Evans. I mean, there's only so many ways you can package Bob Evans.
Oh, right? What a great, great place, though.
But I know you love it, Mike, but the commercials just drive me nuts because it has the dad at the computer, and the mom says, "Don't forget, Joni has her softball practice," and the dad says, "Can't you see I'm working on the computer?" And then it says, "Need some quality time together." Mm-hmm. And it shows these two losers at Bob Evans.
Bob Evans.
Yeah.
Like, you won't go hungry. You won't go broke. Bob Evans at dinner time.
Ray, again, you're at the Bob Evans in Chantilly, Virginia, Route 50, Route 28. You're in a black, what type of car?
Sequoia.
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 Uh-huh.
You're first. If you find a guy during the commercials, hold on to him.
Okay.
Hold on. We got one more girl we're going to put into play as well before we go to break. And
I want to.
Oh, it's Kathleen Turner.
Not Kathleen Turner again. This would be Megan. Hi there, Megan.
Hello.
Hi. Megan, thank you for waiting. You're second. We're only going to give two girls a chance today.
Okay.
Let's see, Megan, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
People tell me Liz Hurley, but I don't really see it.
Megan, I detect a slight accent. Are you from another country?
Yes, I am.
Were you from England?
Yes.
The English class.
Imagine that. She's from England and she thinks she looks like Elizabeth Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. How are your teeth?
My teeth are pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty. At least she's honest.
What do you do, Megan?
I'm an accountant.
Okay, and you're available, obviously, to go to dinner tonight and the Prince show tonight?
Yes.
What would you be looking for in a fellow?
Somebody hot.
You're looking for a physically hot guy, not like the previous lady who wanted a rich, ugly guy.
Right. Rich would be nice, but, you know, I'm not fussy.
But money's not important. Is intelligence important?
No.
No, she wants a hot, dumb girl.
Dumb guy. I think we'll be able to fill the bill. Megan, where are you located right now?
I am just going to pull into Green Springs Station, just off of the north side of the Baltimore Beltway.
I got absolutely no idea where that is at the Baltimore Beltway, so you're going to have to give us very explicit directions about exactly where you are.
You said the Baltimore Beltway?
Yeah.
All right, 695?
695, Falls Road exit.
What is the exit?
The Falls Road exit.
Falls Road exit off the Baltimore Beltway, 695. And are you at a gas station, a McDonald's? What are you at?
There's a gas station and a rotisserie chicken place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you be a little more specific?
What kind of gas? Pick the gas station you want to park at.
There's just the one. It's an Exxon.
An Exxon, okay. Right. And what kind of car are you in, Megan?
A silver Golf.
A silver Volkswagen Golf.
Volkswagen Golf. So again, that's Megan. If you're listening to us live 105 in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
She's on the Baltimore Beltway, exit 695, the Beltway.
Yeah, the north side of the Beltway, the Falls Road exit at the Exxon station. And that's where you're parked? You're parked near the Exxon station, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay,
great. So, guys, there you go. Those are your two girls. Now, as we mentioned, Ray gets first shot when we come back from the spots because she called first.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, will these girls have a guy that will show up? Mm-hmm. Will they find a guy that they like? Mm-hmm. Will they actually go to the Hard Rock and go to Prince together tonight?
And we forgot to ask Megan how many stones she was. How many stones?
We'll be right back. Guys, again, go to those. Oh, we just lost the one girl.
Oh, no.
From Chantilly?
Yeah.
Ray?
Yeah, the line went Brando.
Oh, no.
But maybe it was just a bad sell. We'll try to get her back on
the
line.
So, yeah.
They finally found a table for her.
Rob.
She ate the
bug. Hey, now come Mike. On. Hey.
That's a joke. She was making jokes about herself. I she said she looked like, you know, she looked like Kathleen Turner if she ate Elizabeth's shoe. I'm not speaking of it. And I'm a fat guy.
I am.
Hi, hey, can we get
Ray.
The Ray girl back?
He hasn't gotten her yet, but he has her number.
Okay.
Ah, Joe. Good. Forget it. She hung up.
All right. Thanks, B.A.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be back with the finale. We'll see how this turns out. Yeah. The Highway Love Connection right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Strickland Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment.
Somebody can put you down for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. Crazy morning zoo.
The Don and Mike Show. Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike. Yeah.
Shout out for my man Huey Lewis tonight. Doing it all for my baby. His band is tighter than Sister Teresa. Damn, I like having him on the show today.
Yeah, I know you do.
Tomorrow on the show, we've got a Friday favorite for you.
Yay.
Something we've never done on Low Budget Jeff Hardy before.
We're going to be interesting.
We're looking forward to that. Also, tomorrow from the A&E show Airline, a thing that paints such a great picture of Southwest Airlines.
Oh, man, I got a million questions about that show.
Southwest Airlines customer service manager... Yolanda, baby.
Yolanda, one of the ladies featured on the show.
Yolanda is one of the stars.
I would love to, and I'm glad we've got somebody from Southwest, because I really do want to explore what they think they get out of it.
Yolanda is famous for doing the finger snap, and
she's very tough on the customers.
She is.
She's who they call in when there's an unruly flyer.
No. Correctamundo. And, oh, the secret sound, we've got the new one, we've just not gotten around to doing the contest.
No. You played it yesterday.
We'll start it tomorrow for $100. Now we have two girls in play for the Prince concert tonight. You'll know Joe Ardinger.
Joe.
Our phone screener.
Joe.
You know him as the world's oldest phone screener, but also the world's greatest communicator.
Yes.
On the screen, now it's not unusual that if a guy will call and say, "Hey, my name is Ben," it'll show up on the screen as Bill.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
right.
And I go, "Well,
he's here or whatever."
Close enough.
Yeah.
He got the name of the venue right. She's at Bob Evans. All right. However, he wrote E-V-E-N-S.
Bob Evans.
So raise it Bob Evans.
Bob Evans at dinner time.
But you know what I always say, Mike, whether it's Evans or odds,
right.
you're always a winner when you bet on black.
Oh, man.
Let's find out how these girls are doing.
Evans Stevin.
We've got a pair of tickets and the dinner tonight. It's the quick turnaround, the Hard Rock Cafe in Prince. Let's go to Ray at Bob Evans.
Bob Evans Restaurant.
Bob right. Evans. Ray, were you able to find... Now, I understand that you were momentarily scared because one of our listeners was approaching you. What happened out there at Bob Evans?
I was on Route 50 pulling into Bob Evans, and he pulled up next to me and cut me off. So you have to get in that left lane to turn in.
Was this somebody who cut you off that was actually listening to our show?
Yes, and he cut me. I couldn't move. None of the traffic could move.
Oh,
nobody could move. He wouldn't let me turn into the thing, and he said, "You have to pick me to go."
He was
aggressive. I locked my doors.
That's a strong arm tactic.
I locked my doors and had to drive all the way around to turn around to get back to Bob Evans.
Oh, that's
creepy. I pulled back into Bob Evans there. He's sitting across the front parking lot thing.
Now, is he the only guy?
So, I don't know, because I didn't go into the parking lot. I'm sitting on the road in front of Bob Evans.
Well, now, darling, why
Ray,
he's got, he's there.
But, Ray, there will be other guys there. You have to go to the Bob Evans parking lot so people can see what type of car was it again?
Do you have any non-stalkers that watch your show?
But is this guy, seriously, is this guy creeping you out?
He's creeping me out.
Wow,
all right,
no.
Then we'll say to that guy, go away.
Yeah, go away, stalker guy.
Listen, Ray, here's the deal. Pull into the Bob Evans parking lot.
Okay,
and,
let me get
and you're on. And if I'm not mistaken, this was on Route 50 in Chantilly, right?
Yeah.
By Route 28?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell any other guys that are there to tell that guy to not block the thing and leave.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, has the guy now found a parking space?
No, he was parking across the entryway into the Bob Evans.
Is he still blocking the entryway?
I don't know. I'm pulling into the lane to turn right now.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
I'm in a black Sequoia.
Hey, jerk face, don't do that. I'm talking to the guy now.
That's not normal.
What kind of car is the guy driving?
A cream-colored, cheap-looking thing.
A cream-colored, cheap-looking thing. So he's actually blocking the driveway to Bob Evans so
he
you couldn't get...
He blocked the road. You have to pull in on this road to go to Bob Evans, and he blocked the road so you can't get in.
All right, Ray, hopefully our browbeating here has stopped that. Hold on. We're going to go to the other girl. I'll
get
come
yourself
right back
into that parking lot. We're going to check back with you.
Okay.
Okay.
What was that, Ray?
I'm not going to get the tickets because there's crazy people. Okay.
Ray, you have to have some faith in us now.
Okay.
Ray,
do you get
my next message? There may be more than one pair of tickets available, Ray.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right.
You'll be able to get a nice hot dog or something at the show tonight.
A handful.
Hello,
Milady likes to get what Milady likes.
Yeah. Megan?
Right.
Yes.
Now, here's Megan on the Baltimore Beltway.
Uh-huh.
Megan, who is from England and looks like Liz Hurley.
Right.
Right.
She was at a very, for me, a confusing location,
mm-hmm.
like Fells Point exit off.
The Falls Road exit off 695 on the north side of the Baltimore Beltway at Green Springs Station, as she's near the Exxon station.
Now, were you able, Megan, to have any luck?
Yes, I was.
Oh, that's good news.
Now, how many fellows showed up to find you?
Well, three showed up, but only one could come.
To the show tonight?
Wow. Yeah.
And he has won your heart?
Yeah.
Would you put him on the phone? May we speak with him?
I sure will. Hang on.
Okay. So this is a true highway love connection. Hey.
Hello.
Dude, hi. What's your name?
My name is Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. We're doing great. Where are you from?
I'm from the Baltimore area.
So let me see. What is it that Megan was
Wait a minute. For? Hold on. No, I'm sorry. We play this game. I want to know. What town are you from?
I am from Baltimore, Maryland, Baltimore City.
Baltimore City.
That's strange.
Put Megan back on the phone, please.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, he sounded creepy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Do you mean creepy like stalker creepy?
Yes, yes. Megan, he sounded creepy. Is he creepy?
Maybe a little bit.
Was there a
You like that in a guy?
Was there a less creepy guy that maybe you wanted to go with?
No. Mm. Yeah, hey!
Wait a minute, what's happening, Megan?
Just somebody else came over and asked if I was talking to Don and Mike.
All right, and does that look like a guy you might want to go with?
No, I think he's... with someone.
Oh, okay. God, what's going on?
Hold on, Megan. See if you can pick one who doesn't creep you out. I'm going to go back to Ray, who's...
birthday.
There's only one, and he says it's his birthday.
It's his birthday. Megan, he's okay. He's well, put him back on the phone.
Yeah.
I wonder if his creepiness was a factor when they set this up.
Who knows? Oh, you think they set it up?
Could be.
There was
Megan?
Giggling.
Megan? Yes. Rob's crap detector is going off.
Yep, Rob just had a crap detector
Hang
moment.
Hang on, there's a guy right here
hold
up who can't make the show. He's sitting in his car right now, and he'll tell you how this other guy just pulled up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't really help.
And maybe I'm splitting hairs, but does her accent seem to come and go?
Yes.
Just a thought.
You're absolutely... Rob, touche, Mr. Spiewak.
Well, I have lived here for 3 years, so...
Yeah, it just seems to float in and out.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Turn the radio down.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm going to put you on hold.
Rob,
yeah.
Rob, I was asleep at the wheel.
Let me go back to the Bob Evans girl.
The password.
Hello, Ray?
Yeah?
Ray?
Yes.
Now, we believe you're totally on the level. Ray, have things gotten easier at Bob Evans?
I'm just sitting in the turn lane.
So if anybody can see the truck, I'm just sitting in the
truck. Wait a minute, Ray, hold on a second.
Hold on, Ray. No, Jesus Christ. Listen, wait. The turn lane at the red light in Chantilly, the turn lane is like a 3-minute red light. I've just been sitting there.
We were on the phone with Megan for five minutes.
I have to turn around on Route 50 and go back up.
But, darling, we've had you on the telephone now, I think, for 25 minutes.
But you haven't removed the stalker from the scene.
So you're saying the guy is still blocking the entrance?
No, he is not blocking the entryway
to get in there. Is he still there?
Yeah, but I'm in the turn lane to go in. But whoever that is, I'm not talking to you, so...
Okay, hold on. Yeah, we're fine. You don't have to go near that guy.
I'll come back to you. Hold on. Maybe one of these girls will be able to get this thing together. Hello, Megan, who might be scamming us. Megan.
I'm not scamming you. You want to talk to the guy who came first?
No, we want to talk to who you're planning on going to the show with.
Okay.
Now, the guy that you're planning on going to the show with, is he a creepy guy?
No. He's fine.
Now, Megan, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think very carefully before you answer it.
Okay.
Because you have to be honest, because if you are not honest, I guarantee you, we will find out.
Uh-huh.
The man that you want to take to the concert.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him before? Do you know him before? Do you have any kind of relationship?
Is he a stranger or a friend?
He is a stranger.
You've never seen him before?
Never seen him before in my life.
All right.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Do you swear on your parents' lives?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah. Put the guy on the phone.
All right. Hang on.
Put the guy on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. That's a great way to start a conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening there, dude?
Well, dude, it is pouring rain. Uh-huh. I pulled an umbrella out of my car, helped Megan out. Her teeth are quite nice, by the way. Not just a little bit nice.
Okay. Now, your name is what?
Michael.
Michael, let me ask you. Michael, you've never had... any contact with Megan at all? This is the first time you've seen her?
No. I mean, seriously, guys, I'll be blowing off teaching a class tonight to go to this thing. I think it's worth it. And I was driving in my car. I heard she's right up the street from where I was. I said, you know what? It's my birthday. Let's go up there.
This guy doesn't sound like a liar.
I totally believe him. I think they're completely on the level.
Okay. Here's the deal then. You two tonight, put her back on the phone.
Yeah, okay. You win, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It's the luck of the Irish, I'm sure.
I believe him. The guy, I just don't think he could have pulled it off.
But that luck of the Irish thing won you over.
Yeah, of course. I believe him before that.
My relatives suffered enough for this, so take care.
All right, put all the yellow teeth back on the phone.
John, but it did remove the creep factor.
Hello, Megan?
Yeah.
All right, now, Megan, this guy is the guy that you're going to be going with tonight.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Right now, you guys got to go in tandem. You got to get your asses to downtown D.C. to the Hard Rock Cafe on East Street, Northwest.
Okay.
You go there. Hold on and give Joe and Beth Ann your information. There'll be dinner reservations for two. Have whatever you want on us. Then go see Prince at the MCI Center tonight with this guy that you just met.
Okay.
And you must be available to call us or let us call you around 3:00 tomorrow, right at the beginning of the show, to find out what happened on your day.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Megan, are you happy with your choice?
Yeah.
Sorry about the Inquisition. We have to do that occasionally.
Megan,
quite all right.
Do you swear on the life of Lady Di that you've been telling us the truth?
But she's dead.
Hey,
there you go.
But still, you know, you've got that whole thing about her.
She didn't just fall off the boiled meat truck.
All right, hold on, Megan.
Okay.
Hold on, that might be a potential winner.
That's good. Are we going to go back to the handful now?
Now we can. We do have an extra pair of tickets, and the Hard Rock has called, and they've said two broads can come down for dinner tonight.
A total of four people.
Right. Ray?
Yeah.
Did you find it? First, are you back inside the Bob Evans yet?
Yes.
Okay. Have you found anybody besides the creepy stalker guy?
No.
No.
If there's anybody here that's interested, they need to... Looks like there's people here.
Get to the Bob Evans at Route 50 in Chantilly.
Uh-huh. Ray?
Yeah.
Would you like to just go to dinner by yourself and go to the Prince show by yourself?
I would love to, but can I take somebody with me?
No.
Well, I mean, she has two tickets?
No, she has one ticket.
No.
Dinner for one.
So cruel.
Dinner for one. And one ticket to the show.
I'm going through a bad divorce, and being alone is not fun right now.
then offer withdrawn.
Well, what about... All right, let's
talk
about...
Can I take my nine-year-old son?
let's talk about the creepy guy.
Okay. No, I'm not taking him.
You're not taking him?
But taking the creepy guy?
Who was that?
What was that?
Who was that, Megan?
What? That's my nine-year-old son.
Oh, that's your nine-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have the boy with you, huh?
Yeah, and he's saying, take me.
Yeah.
Do you want to take your kid?
Yeah.
You want to take your kid.
All right, take your kid.
A nine-year-old, absolutely.
Just out of curiosity, if you had gone with a guy, how would you have handled child care?
His dad has him tonight.
Oh, his dad has him
but
tonight.
But he doesn't have him right now.
Well, no, but, you know, I can speak from a familiar situation. So the dad has the night off now.
Do you want to hear what's funny, though?
Yeah.
His dad called on the other line and said, I hear you on the Donnie Mike show. Do you want me to just get the kids at Bob Evans?
Well, that's nice.
That's good. Then listen, Ray. There you go. Have a double dog tonight at the show. take your son to the Hard Rock.
Absolutely.
You know, have a great time. Mm-hmm. Now, Megan, same deal with you though. Call us and let us know, you know, if everything went smoothly tonight. Tomorrow, right in the first break of the show.
Yeah, we want to know if you had a good time with your kid, okay?
Oh, that is so nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will they tell me where to go?
You get on hold, we'll give you all the details.
I'll tell you.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
All right, listen, when you're at the shows tonight, get ice cream, get dots. get the frozen lemonade, get everything. Knock yourself out. Have a great time, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you very much.
Get a double dog.
And that's the Highway Love Connection.
I recommend the pulled pork sandwich at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Now we've got all the haters on the line.
Sure.
Kim.
Don and Mike.
All the people that want to tell us that the British lady was lying to us, right?
My mother came here 40-something years ago. Her accent doesn't come and go. Her accent is still here.
Mm-hmm. I believe that you know, accent or not, the guy was legitimate.
The guy,
yeah.
I believe the guy when the guy showed up.
Right.
Yeah, she, okay. You know, hey, here's the reversal.
Okay. She might be a psycho.
Yeah.
She might be. You might be.
He might wake up in the morning and be fish food. Wouldn't that be funny?
Now I'm going to speak in my Spanish accent as I saw off your leg. Do you like Huey Lewis? All right, Kim, thank you. Listen, if we get burned, we get burned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Pardon us for believing in the great unwashed.
There you go.
Pardon us for having a little faith in our listeners, even though they've screwed us a million times on these contests.
Kim, did you want to go to the show?
I'm in Rochester.
Oh, you're in Rochester. Okay.
Like an iPod? No, we don't. We're not giving her an iPod, Rafi. We can get out of here.
I'm just trying to take care of you guys, is all.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.
You're welcome. I don't know why I ever called this stupid show anyway.
I know we have an instant disqualification for the word whatnot. I'd like to propose an instant disqualification for...
Okay. Hello there. Don and Mike show. We got another junior G-man here, another detective. Hello?
Yeah, I think they were lying.
And what makes you think that, sir?
Yeah, well, the in and out with the accent deal, and that guy didn't sound really legit. It was like, okay, this meeting is right down the street. That's too much of a coincidence.
Right. Just like the fact that you called the show and got right through today, that's too much of a coincidence, isn't it?
Why so bitter, sir?
No, it wasn't too much. Actually, I haven't gotten right through. I've just done.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say if... you remember that lady that you gave the iPod to her sister and her mother a couple of weeks ago?
Correct.
Well, I'm her brother from a different mother.
And?
Well, I was hoping you guys were giving out an iPod still.
No!
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, everybody.
This is the trouble hour.
It's time for fun.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He made it up.
Me.
He made it
up. Okay, listen, either way, listen to the beginning of the show tomorrow, or the first break tomorrow. We'll talk to both Ray and to Megan. And find out if, in fact, they went to the show tonight and what happened.
I'm going
to
sleep like an infant tonight.
And our thanks to the Hard Rock Cafe for supplying dinner and also the tickets to see Prince tonight.
Also at 3 o'clock tomorrow, we'll talk to her counterfeit son.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comment show today?
Today, Bush's new CIA chief says he's not qualified.
Joe.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That's coming up with Buzz. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends?
Baby.
The WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Baby.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Oh, man. Baby. Oh, hi.
Singers.
The Don and Mike Show.
Baby.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted Bonesman, Don Geronimo, and Michael Mara.
Right. Station break. Baltimore, Maryland. Let's go Ravens tonight.
Yeah.
Who they playing?
Falcons.
All right.
Tonight, high def. Pat Summerall without his liver.
Yeah, he's actually doing the entire broadcast liverless.
Baltimore radio station live. 105.
I said to my dad, and he said, let me see if I understand this right.
Yeah.
He said, I think you ought to take it.
Okay. Rochester, New York, WHCK. Sacramento, California. Has a 10-year affiliate.
Wow.
KHTK. It's time for Buzz's News and Comments. Buzz brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit.
This is good smoke.
Without gaining weight. Smoke Break is the revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This week, President Bush said Congressman Porter Goss is the right man to lead the CIA, but
especially with B&E products.
But 5 months ago,
it's B&G. B&G, B&E, whatever. One man's E is another man's G. Oh, it's not Pat Goss, is it?
No. This is
not.
Porter Goss. But 5 months ago, this same Porter Goss didn't think he was even qualified to work at the CIA, much less run it. Back in March, the Florida Republican told filmmaker Michael Moore, and I quote, "It is true I was a case officer, clandestine services officer, and yes, I do understand the core mission of the business, but I couldn't get a job with the CIA today. I'm not qualified. I don't have the language skills, I don't have the cultural background, and I certainly don't have the technical skills."
No, he's not retarded.
"As my children remind me every day, so the things you need to have, I don't have," end quote.
Are you retarded?
What? Quote,
it's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Quotes were edited out of the movie Fahrenheit 9/11, but Michael Moore still has the film. At the time, Goss was the head of the House Intelligence Committee.
No, he's not retarded.
Late breaking news. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy is resigning after admitting he had a sexual relationship with a man while he was married.
Wow, that's big.
McGreevy said it makes, quote, little difference that as governor I am gay, but he says he decided resigning.
Good heaven, no.
Was the right thing to do. With his second wife by his side, McGreevy says he's felt confused about his identity since adolescence, but tried to ensure he was accepted in a traditional family.
Wow.
Quoting him, it was wrong, it was foolish, it was inexcusable, and he says he's asked for his wife's forgiveness.
We have some audio from... Howard Dean, sorry.
Man, that is huge.
McGreevy says keeping his homosexuality a secret left him and his office vulnerable to rumors, false allegations, and threats that his secret would be revealed. McGreevy served about 2.5 years of a 4-year term earlier this year. He said he opposed gay marriage.
Oh, my God. Wow.
His lover?
George Michael.
Now, that's weird.
Yeah, isn't it?
03. Wow. Now from our Homeland Insecurity Department.
Yeah.
Some second-tier TV personalities have been ripped off. Chevy Chase, Joan Rivers, and Susan Lucci all had property stolen from their luggage, including watches, jewelry, and cash. Because of their complaints, 4 security screeners at New York's LaGuardia and Kennedy airports have been arrested. Security cameras provided the first evidence.
La Lucci.
A search of one screener's apartment reportedly turned up 18 watches and a dozen pawn shop tickets.
Oh, La Lucci. They went through her bag and they took her liquid face. Where's her liquid face?
And you know something's not right when a company called Toys R Us ponders getting out of the toy business. Walmart has brought Jeffrey Giraffe to his reticulated knees.
That sucks.
Walmart and other discounters.
Hey, it's called progress.
Have
That's
forced,
just disgusting.
Called progress, Mike.
But they have a good toy department at Target, and I'll patronize them.
Not as good as Walmart.
Walmart and...
However, here's the thing Toys R Us has going for them. Huh. The smell. Yeah. I've maintained that since I was a kid.
Yes.
Yeah, the smell of only toys.
Not anymore.
Why?
Yeah, well, they're going out of business.
Well, they're not going all the way out of business.
They're either going to close or sell all of the Toys R Us stores. They're getting out of the toy
business.
Well,
they made the problem when they went to, like, the Babies R Us and junk like that.
That makes money. That they're going to keep, possibly. They may sell it or they may keep it. Either way.
Well, how does Toys R Us go out of business?
They'll be separated. Because Walmart and other discounters have forced America's second biggest toy retailer to announce they're shutting or selling their toy stores. They say they may be selling the more successful Babies R Us chain. Either way, the conjoined companies will be separated.
All I know is, like, Siamese companies. Right. All I know is that when I was a kid, and even to this day, on the opportunity to, like, go into Toys R Us to play a video game,
right?
When you walk in the door, it's that smell of
new plastic.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, plastic. Yeah.
It's inflatable thing.
Yeah, inflatable stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's the smell that just means kid. It just means... Well, being a
now it smells like bankruptcy.
So yeah. Does that mean that eventually to get toys we're gonna have to go someplace where they sell mulch?
No, you'll have to go to Walmart or Target or someplace that sells toys at a discount.
And so we can all cram in and have longer lines.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and don't just fault Walmart. Fault Target.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Oh no,
that's
right. I won't.
No, because it's all of them. It's all the superstores that are doing this.
This whole thing started when Jeffrey went into rehab.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Well, he'd be going back now, I think.
And it's Geoffrey.
Yeah, and he doesn't spell his name right either with a Geoffrey dollar.
He spells it the gay way.
Geoffrey.
Last year, FAO Schwartz and KB Toys went bankrupt for the same reason.
Well that FAO Schwartz
that
in New York
City. That was a snob store.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Was.
I mean, you go and get a Barbie for like $3,000.
In deference to Walmart, Toys R Us says the shift to video games is what killed them.
Yeah, that's where I bought all my Barbies.
And I'll tell you something else about Toys R Us. The shift to video games killed them because Toys R Us was about a year behind.
Right.
It was like when video games really became big, when PlayStation hit big, you'd go to Toys R Us and they would have like the Atari 2600.
Mm-hmm. And like many business failures, always the same thing that kills most businesses in America.
What's that?
Two words, no beer.
I also think that Toys R Us would take a loss on video games to keep people coming in. I read this somewhere. And they didn't sell enough product otherwise to keep going.
So they just took the loss.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And now they're gone. Or will be soon.
Well, it still smells good.
Oh, your boss.
We got a little too retail there.
You have to go to Walmart for that smell now. Or some other. Mm-hmm. Your boss is going to love this. Science may have figured out a way to turn slackers into workaholics, and a tinfoil hat won't save you. The government's National Institute of Mental Health is focused on a new genetic technique that turned slacker monkeys into faster and more accurate workers.
Poor old Alan.
The scientists...
He's got a bunch of SMs around here.
Sure.
Slacker monkeys?
Slacker monkeys. The scientists did this genetically by blocking the brain chemical dopamine, that naturally produced chemical.
Here's a meeting of the slacker monkeys here from the station.
They're all full of dopamine. They blocked the chemical that gives us a rewarding feeling when something good happens. That same...
Me feel good!
Same chemical also makes us start a big job slowly because we know how far we are away from the reward. Block the chemical, and we race to the finish. The scientists say the research might lead to treatment for mental conditions like depression and obsessive compulsive disorder, but I think it's a plan to increase productivity.
Slacker monkeys.
In China, some bosses are trying to make their people better workers by sending them out into the street to beg for money. A dot-com company in Beijing is sending its sales staff into the streets because they're a bunch of pansies.
Come on, she's in the hospital. Everybody, what time?
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. You are so fine, oh, my darling, Clementine.
The bosses in China say they hope that begging for money will teach their employees to develop a thicker skin and to be less shy. A local sociologist says the training program is insulting and infringes on human rights.
Dinner! We need more Calgon.
Yesterday,
ancient Chinese secret.
Yesterday, we told you about an 1,100-pound man who's losing hundreds of pounds.
Right.
But help came too late for a 480-pound woman in Florida, and we'll talk about her when we come back.
Hey, look at you crazy looking at the clock and everything.
Smooth.
Was her name Ray?
No.
Raw. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Over 200 countries joined together to celebrate their Olympic dream.
Boring.
And the whole world will be watching.
Yes!
One magical night, the Olympics
Thank
opening
you.
Ceremony.
Hey, boring.
Tomorrow, 877
right, right.
NBC.
Flash flood warning for Prince George's County, Arlington, Alexandria City, and the District of Columbia. Not boring.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The cure for pronated foot. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. And now here is Buzz.
I
like the lead, the dead lead singer of INXS, the band we're jamming to, enjoys that,
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
AEA. Right.
Uh-huh.
Baggy sex.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Yesterday, we told you about an 1,100-pound man who's losing hundreds of pounds, but help did come too late for a 480-pound woman in Florida who spent 6 years on a sofa. She couldn't get up.
Now, I am hip to this story. Her skin was grafted
to
the sofa.
You see, she was also embedded because she couldn't get up for 6 years.
And tonight she's going to go see Prince.
I don't think so.
Ray, that's a joke, Ray, if you're still listening.
Her skin was grafted to
that's
the sofa?
Right.
Emergency workers tried to separate her skin from the sofa, and things didn't go well.
They were as
the
one.
The fact that she was stuck in this sofa for 6 years means she was also embedded in her own waist. 6 years worth. The rescue team had to wear protective gear because of the filth.
The story that I saw in the news this morning said that they had to pump in fresh air into the house.
Yeah, they blasted it in with special fans, turbo fans, to blast fresh air into the house. The stench was so horrible.
I got to tell you, if you're listening to this, I am sitting here with my mouth hanging open.
And
I cannot believe
there are
this.
Many questions. If she's grafted to her couch for 6 years and she weighed 600 pounds...
She must have been in agony.
And she's relieved herself, etc. How has she been getting up to get the food to put into her system?
Someone had to feed her. A man brought it to her. A man who tried
God,
his best.
Of a bitch.
Well, police say the man did his best to care for her, you know, considering what he had to work with. He should have gotten more medical care, I'm sure.
I wish everyone that hears the story thinks of it when they ask them, when they buy a sofa, if they want Scotchgard.
Yeah.
You really want to get that.
Pay the extra.
That's Think right. about this, though. Her skin grafted onto the sofa.
And
she and the sofa became the same.
Mm-hmm.
And she relieved herself there.
Yeah, for 6 years.
Oh, my God.
As emergency workers were trying to remove her from the couch, something they spent 6 hours trying to do, she died at age 40. Official cause of death, morbid obesity.
Well, and she was 400 only, I mean, really, I mean,
480
pounds.
Yeah, we had the 1,100-pound guy yesterday.
When I saw this morning on, I think, the Today Show, where they're trying, you know, they,
right.
of course, they're not going to make any jokes, and they're, you know.
Right, right.
Ann Curry was doing that serious, phony.
Right.
And a troubling story this morning.
Her sad voice.
But the last thing that she said, Buzz, I don't know if you have this in your recount. They couldn't use a regular stretcher. They had to make a gigantic stretcher out of big pieces of plywood.
No.
carry her out.
Wow.
Once they were able to separate her from the couch.
So she bought it while they were trying to separate her? That's when she died?
Yes, that's true. That's correct.
Gross. Now, in England, a mother waited patiently.
Hey, there's worse ways to go.
I can't imagine. I'll have to think about that and get back to you.
I bet you could find a few, but
in England,
grafted to a sofa.
Yeah, but you got TV, you got food.
It's all about TV.
Yeah.
If you have the magic box, life is good.
You bet.
Yeah.
A British mother waited patiently. Her son had been in a car wreck. He had serious head injuries, a broken neck, a broken back, and a collapsed lung. And after 41 days in a coma, her 22-year-old son awoke.
Hallelujah.
His first words to her were, and she'll never forget them, blank off.
Yeah, mommy.
Quoting mom, I told the nurse I'd know when he was getting better because he'd swear at me. It was such a relief. It was his way of telling me he's going to be all right.
Hello, baby.
Oh, if that's the case,
yeah.
you know, man, does my kid love me.
Let me just say that.
Now, there have been studies, that said being married is good for your health, but a new study says...
Wow, I got a shooting pain in my back as soon as you said that, Buzz.
No, being married, I think studies have supported this, being married is good for your health. This new study says getting married is not. Researchers in Norway say...
It's a pain I've had for over 23 years now.
Well, you should be over it.
Fingering.
Researchers in Norway say there are two events in your life that greatly increase your risk of type 2 diabetes. The second is retiring from work. The first is getting married. The doctors say that when we marry, we really do settle down and eat more and spend more time on the sofa.
Yeah, don't get grafted to it, though.
And newlyweds often abandon their exercise routine.
You're not going to believe this!
Now, if you and the missus...
Incredible!
If you and the missus have makeup sex...
Yes?
That could squirrel the divorce. In the state of New York, adultery...
Now, just to be sure.
Uh-huh.
Makeup sex. This is where I put on my wife's cosmetics and we have sex?
No. This is where... In, not just when you have a fight in this case, but this is a case where the couple was going to go its separate ways. The man and woman were going to go their separate ways, and they had makeup sex, and it squirreled the divorce.
Squirreled the divorce?
Yeah, it did. The divorce is off. You'll find out. In the state of New York, adultery...
Kansas talk squirreled it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it hinky.
Squirreled it.
Yeah.
In the state of New York, that's the Midwestern sensibility you've heard so much about.
Okay, very good, yes.
In the state of New York, adultery is illegal as well as being grounds for divorce.
That's right.
Gail Oskin's husband... Yes, we all applaud that.
Right.
Gail Oskin's husband had an affair after 17 years of marital bliss, and Gail Oskin might have gotten her divorce if she and her estranged husband hadn't done the marital deed after separating.
Shut up!
That makeup sex, says the judge, is the same as forgiveness. By the way, the husband only admitted to having an affair. He never admitted to adultery because in New York, that's a crime.
Ooh.
Now, divorce can be ugly and expensive, so Christopher Rizos of Ohio allegedly decided
to...
Yeah, no, I do. I think it's a documented fact.
I've heard that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guy in Ohio, Christopher Rizos, thought he figured a way around that, decided to kill his wife instead. He reportedly...
Rob, stop applauding.
He reportedly beat her with a flashlight, smothered her with a pillow, and held her underwater in the bathtub.
Wow.
And that was the first time, according to police, and she lived. In fact, she may be the wife who would not die... Because Chris tried again.
We got two disappointed boys over here.
Chris tried again. A second of the first time, he tried the flashlight, the smothering with the pillow, and the holding her under the water in the bathtub. None of those worked. So he took a second approach. This time he turned to the certainty of a gun. Shot her twice in the back of the head. She lived.
She lived. Oh, turn that off.
Doctors say she'll be fine.
Well,
he's in jail while she recovers.
Yeah, she's doing it just to spite him.
And they're instituting a dress code at the jail in Santa Fe, New Mexico, for visitors. The warden says he'll not only ban attire that promotes drugs or gangs, he's also banning provocative clothing. Those Daisy Duke cut-off jean shorts, the low-cut tops with the push-up bras, blouses tied off to expose the midriff.
Yeah.
Short skirts, slitted skirts, tight skirts, tight or see-through anything.
Yeah.
The warden says even with the plexiglass, it's like a peep show in the visitor's room with flashing going on behind the guard's back.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Quoting the warden... There will be no more soap operas. Visitors are going to start dressing right.
Oh, dear.
In sports, the Kobe Bryant trial may be delayed. The prosecution, amidst reports that its case is weak, is asking for a delay less than 3 weeks before the trial is supposed to begin.
Mark my words, like so, Scott Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Kobe Bryant. These prosecutors, they
get excited.
What they did was they pushed and pushed and pushed.
Right.
I was reading today. The amount of people, because you know everything, it comes down to whatever a judge says.
Right, exactly.
Right. So the judge is pissed because I was reading today that between witnesses, between experts in the and a jury pool, they're looking at, and not to mention the court time they've set aside. Keep in mind the prosecution wanted this trial to start in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
there's over 1,500 people that have already been subpoenaed to come in, based on what the prosecution has said.
Wow. Right.
Now the prosecution goes in and says, hey, judge, we'd like to put it off for a while. So the judge is sitting there, you know, and he's the screwy judge with a weird beard.
Right.
He says, hey, I got 1,500 people that were subpoenaing, you know. So it looks like it's going to happen anyway. Or the prosecution is just going to say, forget it, we walk away. And I bet she sues his ass in civil court.
Yeah, well, she's already filed a civil suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's already done that.
Right. Oh, I didn't even know she had done that.
She's already filed a civil suit, and they say that makes it look like they're not going to, you know, a criminal trial is not going to go forward. A very difficult.
But don't forget Scott Peterson in Modesto, California, calling up his girlfriend.
Right.
Hey, I'm in Paris. That's why it's so incredibly loud. And the names that he made up were like Pierre and Jacques.
I think he is going to be, I think he's going to get it.
I agree.
Really do.
I agree with Mike on that. By the way, the elderly owner of the L.A. Clippers admits he regularly paid a Beverly Hills woman for sex. In his testimony about this last year, just released, NBA owner Donald Sterling called the woman a $500 a trick freak.
I'm scared stiff. Next question.
Yes. And finally, in Italy, a man's been arrested for throwing hamsters. And now the man faces up to a year and a half in prison for animal cruelty for killing his six pet hamsters and one guinea pig.
Oh, dear.
Police say he was throwing them off his terrace and into passing traffic.
That's not funny.
Police first heard of this from a motorist.
None of this news today is funny about the guy trying to kill his wife and the woman being grafted to the sofa.
Police first heard of this, the flying hamsters, from a motorist whose windshield was busted by one. The man told police he had accidentally swept the critters off his terrace. Police found the guy by estimating the trajectory of the rodents from the string of rodent bodies on the street below.
That's
funny, Buzz.
No, no, it isn't. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No.
I said we got to go.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep. Our thanks to Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
I don't think he's calling in tomorrow.
No?
Perhaps.
Well, you killed me, Mike.
Our thanks to Bill Smith, the guy who wants to run that. You're killing me.
Thank you.
Bill Smith, the guy who's concerned about syphilis in North Carolina. Also, CEO and president of Viacom and CBS, Les Moonves.
That's right.
Bravo.
Boy. Thanks to Les for being on the show and not firing us today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we'll have the results from the Highway Love Connection from the show Airline, Yolanda, and the Friday favorite. That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Please stay tuned now for the best nighttime show in America.
Tonight.
Ron and Fez.
Live from Dave and Buster's.
Good luck. Good luck to them. Talk about smelly.
God, I feel for those guys.
That place, Dave and Buster's tonight, I bet it's hot and it's muggy. It already smells like a shoe.
I understand that family from Trading Spouses is coming down from Springfield, Massachusetts.
And the woman that got grafted to the couch.
Yeah, she'll be there also, even though she's dead.
So stay tuned for Ron and Fez in Washington, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay. Everybody else, get the let out or whatever the hell follows us. And Robbie.
You know, I told him, shoot her three times.
Put the seat down. Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK hotline can change your life.
CA.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Log on.